wrap for
in May. It's time to go.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. After weeks of delays and theatrics, Saddam Hussein is now testifying at his war crimes trial. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan, who was in the courtroom, says Saddam remained defiant as he began his appearance.
He gave his name as requested by the judge, but lost no time in setting the parameters of his testimony. He said that God had requested him to lead Iraq. He's still calling himself the permanent and chosen leader of this country.
CBS News Mideast expert Fuad Ajami says he doesn't expect Saddam to give an inch as he's pressed on charges he ordered executions to avenge a 1982 attempt on his life.
He will insist that his victims were agents of the Iranians. They deserve what they got. And I think that you're not going to see any acceptance of any responsibility.
Well, the U.S. is beefing up the number of troops in Iraq, dispatching about 700 more, first reported by CBS News correspondent David Martin.
It's a small number, 700 compared to the 133,000 that are there, and it's only supposed to be temporary. Pentagon officials expect them to be there about a month. Still, putting troops in instead of taking them out does not look or sound like progress.
Well, CBS News military consultant Mitch Mitchell says there is reason to want extra security.
You have the pilgrimage to Karbala, and you have the new government trying to form at the same time. So there's a lot of important events going on that they would probably like to disrupt. I don't blame General Casey for being more concerned than he otherwise would be with all these major events about to take place.
The government's case for executing Zacharias Moussaoui isn't dead, but it may have taken a knife through the heart after the judge knocked out crucial evidence deemed tainted by a federal attorney's coaching. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
The judge didn't knock out the prosecution's case for a death penalty against Moussaoui, but she sure weakened it. And I think she probably weakened it to the point that ultimately, inevitably, the government is going to lose. I don't see how prosecutors will be able to replace these witnesses. Clearly, those witnesses, the seven, were chosen because they were the best people to explain what's going on. And now that they can't do that, the government really is in trouble.
And Rosemary Dillard, the wife of a 9/11 victim, is bitter about attorney Carla Martin.
One woman has made this entire case a laughingstock.
With the pain of tragedy still fresh, a West Virginia mine is up and running once more. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports.
The mining of coal at the Sago mine is underway for the first time since the January 2nd explosion that claimed the lives of 12 men. Production resumes, but not before a final safety review. The mine owner has been meeting privately with families of the men killed in the accident. Company investigators have revealed they are confident the explosion was caused by a lightning strike.
Now, the only miner to survive the explosion has been allowed home, but Randall McCloy's visit was a short one. He stayed about 3 hours yesterday, had lunch, spent time with family before returning to a rehab center. Well, you may see it on your electric bill. Part of what you pay is charged to cover taxes. Live to CBS News correspondent Dan Revive. Dan, is all of this money making its way to the government's coffers?
Thanks to clever accounting, no. In at least 26 states, electric utilities are part of larger corporations which have tax losses from other businesses, such as aircraft leasing. The New York Times reports the utility companies use those write-offs so the corporate income tax part of your electric bill is never paid to the states and the IRS. A lawyer in Minnesota filed suit complaining customers are
paying more than the just and reasonable rates that have been established.
Meyer Shark, who lost in that lawsuit. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're off to a good start so far this morning. Moving along fine on I-25, 225, and C-470. Also check and clear on the Turnpike and I-70 as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Now around town, things still pretty quiet along the diagonal on Highway 93, Foothills Parkway, Belmont, Arapahoe, and Broadway. They're all looking pretty good to start off your drive. Now onto the forecast, going
to
be another...
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
If you have allergies, discover new Allivert Citrus Burst. The instant it touches your tongue, it bursts into action. And you know allergy relief is on its way. New Allivert Citrus Burst is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a great-tasting, quick-dissolving tablet. Get the allergy relief you need to keep going. Try new quick-dissolving Allivert Citrus Burst. Experience the relief. Use as directed.
The Osgood File, March 15th, 2006.
This is the Hour of
No Power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we got those squirrels working as hard as they can on that treadmill. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, it's the Hour of No Power, and good morning and welcome. High today, 53, partly sunny skies, and we got a couple of things going on this morning. First of all, in about an hour, we'll have the three candidates who are vying for Bob Beaupre's seat in the 7th Congressional District, the three Democratic candidates, not really to debate each other, but to discuss the issues and take your calls. Frequently, when you have candidates and they debate and they discuss, you know, we're left out of the process. The audience is left out. But not this morning. You can call and you can ask questions, and we'll put you on the air with all three of the candidates. Peggy Lamb, Earl Perlmutter and Herb Rubenstein. So that's coming up after 7 o'clock. Yesterday, we talked extensively, yesterday we talked extensively about Wayne Allard and Mr. Allard's comments, Senator Allard's comments about Russell Feingold. And I know that Ed Schultz had a little bit on yesterday afternoon between 1 and 4. You know, I thought Senator Allard's comments were just way over the line, way over the line. And that he should apologize, not only to Senator Feingold, but he should also apologize to you and I, because we're his constituents. Well, the best he's been able to do is no apology, but a statement. And let me read the statement to you. Senator Allard on Feingold. I have tremendous respect for and share Senator Feingold's determination to protect the First Amendment rights of every U.S. citizen. However, in the case of the NSA surveillance terrorists, I think Senator Feingold is barking up the wrong tree. We should be looking for new ways to better track and apprehend terrorists, not punishing the president for fulfilling his constitutional responsibilities. We are in a war that cannot be won by ignoring the activities of terrorists in our nation. We must be prepared to do whatever is necessary under the law to protect our country against the possibility of another September 11th. To me, that is exactly what the president did when he authorized the NSA surveillance program, censuring the president. For taking this action, in my mind, just smacks of political opportunism and does nothing to make our nation any safer. Now, you know, I find nothing wrong with what he's saying there, but before you rush to the phone and go, okay, wait a minute, Jay, are you crazy? I disagree with what Wayne Allard is saying. I don't think the president acted within the law. I don't think any of you think the president acted within the law. We might have a few, you know, Bush supporters listening, although when you look at the poll numbers, they're dramatically tumbling down. So, you know, there are not many Bush supporters left out there, but well, there may be more than we think. But I don't think the president acted within the law. I don't think you think that the president acted within the law. He clearly broke the FISA law. He clearly broke the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. He clearly broke the First Amendment to the Constitution. You know, there's no two ways about that. But had Wayne Allard said this in the beginning, in an interview with KOA News, which is where we got the actuality from, if he had said that in the very beginning, we wouldn't have had the conversation yesterday. We wouldn't have had it. There's no way. We would have disagreed with him. We would have said he was wrong. You know, I personally think Russell Feingold's actions are appropriate. I think he's right. I think he's trying to fire a shot over the bow of the Democratic Party, and he's trying to get them to realize that, you know something? When somebody breaks the law, you don't sit there and avoid it. You call them on it. But as I said yesterday, if you take that out of the equation, if you remove it from the equation, and just on the basis of what Wayne Allard said, and he's our senator, one of them anyway, and you can go to am760.net and you can listen to the sound of it. Just based on what he said was he was flat out accusing Russell Feingold of being with the enemy and helping the enemy. And we had a whole discussion yesterday interlaced with this. We had a whole discussion about patriotism and about how Republicans have this superiority complex that they're the only ones that can keep this nation secure. And in reality, that's not true. And in reality, it isn't true at all. And you just look at the ports question. I mean, there have been plenty of Democrats who have introduced legislation before, including Biden and Hillary Clinton and Schumer and others, to protect the ports of the United States of America. But what Allard said was flat out wrong. And what he was doing really was he was accusing Russell Feingold of treason. Because if you cooperate with the enemy, then you know what? If you support the enemy, then that's treason. There's no two ways about it. He owes Senator Feingold an apology. He owes you and I an apology for his conduct. Well, apparently we're not going to get one. Apparently we are not going to get an apology from this guy. And we've talked about this. I've talked about it before. because I marvel at this. And I think we all carry a little bit of this with us, but these guys in office seem to carry more of it than others. And, you know, I'm going to ask Peggy Lamb, and I'm going to ask Earl Perlmutter, and I'm going to ask Herb Rubenstein. I'm going to ask him that flat out. It's one of the questions I'm going to ask him. Not a deep scientific question here. Not a deep poli-sci question. Simple question. You get elected. You end up representing the 7th District. If you make a mistake, are you going to be willing to step forward and say you're wrong? Because we have politicians in office in this country that just can't do it. The President of the United States can't do it. For the most part, he just can't do it. When he was asked by that reporter, White House press conference, I know you saw it, I know you remember it, I don't remember the exact date, I'm bad with dates. Although I do know that I believe that March 19th, this Sunday, is the third anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. But you remember the press conference, I know you remember it. And the reporter asked George W. Bush, well, have you ever done anything wrong? You ever made any mistakes? So, and I'm paraphrasing the reporter. And George W. Bush sat up there and he hemmed and hawed and he fished around. He didn't really have much to say. He couldn't come forward. He said, well, I'm sure I've made some. But he couldn't come forward. He couldn't even say, well, yeah, you know what, one day I made this statement and it was wrong. I said something and it was wrong. And hey, listen, we all do it. Everybody does it. But it seems like these people are extreme. It's extremely hard for them to ever admit they're wrong about anything. Feingold doesn't want to admit that he's wrong. I'm sorry. Allard doesn't want to admit that he's wrong. He doesn't want to admit that he's wrong when it comes to his characterization of Feingold. Do we have Allard again from KOA News? Can we play that again?
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
See? That's terribly wrong. That's terribly wrong. So, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Ed Perlmutter. I'm going to ask Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb. I'm going to ask him, you get elected, you make a mistake, you're going to be able to admit that you made it. I don't know where we go from here. I don't have any idea. Now, there's an online petition that is circulating out there. And we'll give you the URL for that, where you can go and sign up. I signed it yesterday, and you can, demand that we get a some kind of an apology. I've had, I urge you to call. I urge you to call Allard's, phone number, Washington, D.C., and I urge you to call it locally. And apparently it just doesn't do any good. Apparently this guy is not going to apologize. And, I don't know. What do you do with people like this? Even getting Ed Perlmutter's name wrong. I just did it. It slipped and I did it. I'm willing to get on the air and say I did it. I don't know. What is it with these people that they just can't apologize for something? That they just can't say they're wrong? You listen to that cut and you tell me that that's the proper way to characterize somebody in the opposition. Because it isn't the proper way to characterize somebody in the opposition. And you don't sit there and say that they're, collaborating with the enemy. That they're siding with the enemy. Which is what he's saying. Can we catch that real quick again, John? Is that too much trouble, or can you run that again so we can hear it?
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
It's unbelievable to me. Well, I shouldn't use that term, unbelievable, because it is believable. It did happen. We got it on tape. KOA News had it, and we got it. We found it in the audio library here. 303-713-7600, four open lines here in the hour of no power. Well, what do you do with this guy? Other than, we try to beat him when he runs for re-election. Do we all want to get together and make phone calls again yet today? Do we want to get together and make phone calls again yet today and say, okay, do we want to send emails again today and say, you didn't apologize? Why didn't you apologize? Is that the solution? 303-713-7600, four open lines, and I'm up for your suggestions here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We're off to a real good start around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. All moving along fine. Still pretty quiet on Belmont, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline, but things are starting to pick up just a little bit. Turnpike looking real good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And if you're coming out of the Thornton Northland area, southbound I-25, starting to see the usual delays right around 84th Avenue. I-70 looking real good from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225 and C-470. They're pushing top speeds at the moment. Onto the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny and warmer with highs close to 60. We're at 32 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Deals on Wheels. Colorado's largest bike sale is this Saturday and Sunday. Over 3,000 new bikes from Trek, Specialized, Raleigh, and more. Savings up to 60% on every type of bike. Kids, mountain, road, BMX, and more. Deals on Wheels. Bicycle Village Boulder next to Whole Foods.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 14, the aging pickup truck.
All right, already. So I'm off warranty now, and I got a few issues, you know. Like noisy brakes, shocks what don't hold up my rear end like they used to. And, whoa, what the hemi was that? Anyway, the stand-up guy that drives me? Forget about it. Gives me brand name oil and filters, top shelf wash and wax, and when I need a replacement part, he don't mess with no amateurs, know what I'm saying? Always goes to the pros that say, we got it.
Right now at Checker, you can save up to 70% during our special spring clearance sale. Save on tools, electronics, truck accessories, garage items, and lots more. And remember, Checker is the home of the 5% low price guarantee. If you ever find the same item at a lower price anywhere else, we'll beat that price by 5%. Need a great price? We got it.
So now when your pickup needs a pickup, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast food breakfast, routine. Fresh baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 623, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 53, partly sunny skies. The error-prone Jay Marvin, along with you here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. But I guess if you're Senator Wayne Allard, I guess you're not error-prone, right? Or at least you don't want to admit to the fact that that you made an error. Or at least you don't want to apologize for attacking somebody's patriotism, which is, I think, one of the worst things that you can do. We have the congressional debate coming up, Congressional District 7, coming up at 7 o'clock. That's Peggy Lamb, Ed Perlmutter, and Herb Rubenstein. All right, let me go to the phones here. We'll go to Alton in Aurora. Alton, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Alton. How are you?
I'm doing good. Monday evening, I was watching C-SPAN and listening to Scott McCullen talk about the censure deal, and it almost seemed like he knew he was threatening the Democrats. He says, which we'll see who's going to stand up with Feingold. I don't know if you saw that, but it almost seemed like he was threatening the Democrats to say, do it.
Yeah.
And when I read the news, or when I listened to all the talk shows yesterday, it almost seemed as if they already knew that no one was going to challenge this president. And I say that word reluctantly, but it just seems like there's nothing that we can come up with as a unified unit to fight these folks. It's unbelievable.
Well, we're not unified, and it's a shame, and the Democrats should grow a spine and go after the president over this, because he did break the law, and he's probably broken the law on numerous occasions, and they definitely should go after him. But because you and I and others, who I like to term progressive patriots, feel as if this should be looked into, that doesn't make us people who are conspiring with the enemy, as Senator Allard says about Feingold.
Oh no, absolutely not. And that seems to be their new talking point. They seem to want to say that if we aren't with the president on all the things that he wants to do, then we're working, against the United States of America. And it's just it's so irritating.
Yeah, and you know what it is. And Allard definitely owes Feingold an apology. And why can't the guy just admit that he's wrong? Why can't he come forward and go, okay, you know what, I overstated my case, I'm wrong. Or, the other side of this is, which I'd like to know the answer to this, does he stand behind what he said?
I believe he does, and I think that all of them will. They don't look at it like right and wrong. It's just we're right, and we don't really care what the other side, or not even the other side, but what anyone else has to say. And in some cases, some people in their own party, they just don't care, and we're not doing anything right now, in my opinion, to combat them. We're just kind of sitting back and taking it easy, and it's just not happening the way that it should.
Yep, you know what? I agree 100%. Alton, thanks, man. Drive safe and have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right. Yeah, so I guess if he's not going to apologize, I guess that means he stands behind it. Is that what it means? So that's what we have to do. So now should we wheel back around and call Allard's office and go, okay, well, you know what, I guess since you don't want to apologize for what you've said, I guess that means that you stand behind what you said. Because you can't have it, there's no middle ground here. I mean, either you're sorry for what you said or you stand behind it. And this wishy-washy statement that he put out, which is exactly what it, he should have put this statement out in the first place. That's the problem, and he didn't do it. But instead, he decided in the typical GOP mode to attack Feingold. And we should remember this about Allard, that he is a water carrier for the Bush administration, big time. Let's go to Steve in Berthoud. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Not too bad. I wanted to call in about the patriotism topic yesterday and about Allard. And about the question that you had also, why do we kind of cringe when patriotism is brought up?
Right.
The way I feel about the whole Feingold thing is that if you don't stand up for what Feingold was talking about, then you're not actually being very patriotic at all. I think that if you view it in the right light, it's like, well, a president that decided to, basically do what Bush did has actually, violated the law and done a very unpatriotic thing, and it's good to call him out on it. As far as people maybe feeling a little uncomfortable with patriotism and how it's bandied,
we lost him. The cell phone. He went into the phone zone, and there was nothing we could do about it. Vince in Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, you know what I'd like to ask Allard is, how exactly does upholding the rule of law embolden the terrorists? Basically, that is what they are trying to do. They are trying to, as George Bush has pointed out to us many, many times, they hate our freedoms, and that is one of our freedoms, is our rule of law.
Yeah, well, I think it's a really good point. And I think, I'd love to ask the senator what he thinks about that. Of course, judging from the statement he put out, I don't know that we get a direct answer.
Well, no, I don't think we would either, but it's just, basically, I think Allard is the one that's on the side of the terrorists, because this is exactly what their plan was. Their plan was to disrupt America. Their plan was to ruin our freedoms. Their plan was to make us live in fear. And basically, that's what the Republicans are throwing at the Democrats and anybody that wants to open their mouth. They're throwing intimidation and fear at them, which is exactly what the terrorists are doing and exactly what the terrorists want us to do. They want us to be in fear. They want us to change our style of life. They want us to dismantle the Constitution. Boy, I'll tell you, Bush is working hand and fist with those guys.
Yeah. It's terrible that in order to guarantee so-called freedoms and civil liberties, that this administration chooses to vacuum those civil liberties up.
The important thing is, I think, that if they hate us for our freedoms, by golly, they can't hate us much anymore because they've taken away most of our freedoms.
Well, they're in the process of doing it. I mean, look, you know what? Certainly, Sandra Day O'Connor, you know, warns about us slipping into a dictatorship, about messing with the courts, which, you know, and she doesn't name names, but she's specifically referring to Senator John Cornyn and Tom DeLay, and you've got this whole NSA situation, and Feingold is just asking us to get a backbone. That's all he's asking Democrats and progressives and people on the left to do, is to get a backbone, and I don't think that that's asking too much. Vince, thanks, man.
All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Bye now.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, and no apology from Wayne Allard this morning. Just some wishy-washy statement. I have tremendous respect for and share Senator Feingold's determination to protect the First Amendment rights of every U.S. citizen. However, in the case of the NSA surveillance of terrorists, I think Senator Feingold is barking up the wrong tree. We should be looking for new ways to better track and apprehend terrorists, not punishing the president for fulfilling his constitutional responsibilities. We are in a war that cannot be won by ignoring the activities of terrorists in our nation. We must be prepared to do what is necessary under the law to protect our country against the possibility of another September 11th. To me, that is exactly what the president did when he authorized the NSA surveillance program, censoring the president for taking this action. In my mind, just smacks of political opportunism and does nothing to make our nation any safer. You know, I wonder how Allard felt about the Terry Schiavo business, too, by the way. Was that a political stunt? Maybe we should ask the senator about that. One line open at 303-713-7600, 631, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And here's the good Bailey with Progressive Traffic.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Jay. We are looking pretty good this morning. Sun glare going to be an issue if you're headed eastbound, so you want to grab those shades when you head out. But right now, we are seeing the usual bunching southbound I-25 right around 84th Avenue. Eastbound I-270 starting to stack up from I-76 over towards Vasquez, where we have a tire changer, so be aware of that. Southbound 225 filling in from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Things are getting busy on the diagonal on Highway 93, Foothills Parkway, Broadway and Baseline. They're looking pretty good. And the turnpike starting to bunch up eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Off the highways, do have an accident working at the intersection of Mississippi and Dayton. And checking out the forecast, going to be breezy but nice out. Sunny and warmer with highs close to 60. We're at 32 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The madness is back. It's Tire Madness Month at Tires Plus. Now through April 1st, buy three select Firestone, Yokohama, or Continental tires and get the fourth free. Thinking tires? Think Tires Plus. Denver's new home for low, low prices today and every day.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk Saturday, March 18th at the Hilton in Fort Collins. It's your chance to listen to Bill Ritter and keynote speaker Ambassador Joseph Wilson. For more information, log on to am760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
6:33, 27 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. One line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about Wayne Allard and the fact that he just can't seem to apologize for what he said about Senator Russell Feingold. Hey, Rocky's Autos, and their matching down incentive is back, and it's back in a big way, up to $1,500. So if you've got $500, they'll match it, and now you've got $1,000 to put down. If you've got $1,000, they'll match it, and you got $2,000. And if you got $1,500 to put down, they'll match it, and then you got $3,000 to put down. And that's how Rocky's operates. And one of the other great things about Rocky's is they've got over 100 employees that are just there to basically make you happy and making your shopping experience one of the best in Colorado. You know, they are the home of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 good-looking units on the lot, you know, just ready to go. And you can find just about anything you can think of. And now is the time you get the most bang for your buck with, you know, the matching down incentive going on. So check out Rocky's. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on 25 years of business of serving families just like yours all along the Front Range. and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you come, you know, close to 8, they'll stay late. And if you want to check them out on the Internet, you can do that as well at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, see something you want, get in touch with them, and you know what? You got it. Rockies Autos, the matching down incentive going on right now up to $1,500, so you can't beat that. Go out there and see my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv. If you don't want to deal with them, you can deal with Spanky or Gerard Menard or, you know, any of the good people at Rockies are there, and they'll pay attention to you and treat you the way you ought to be treated, with respect, and show you exactly what they have. Rockies Autos, good folks. You can't miss them because they got this big sign out front. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Get in there now while their matching down incentive is going on, and save yourself some major bucks.
Every day, people save more and more money on Priceline. Save when you find your own hotel. Save even more when we find it for you. Save packaging your hotel with airfare, booking early, or even on last-minute deals. Priceline now has more ways to save on hotels than any leading travel site. Priceline, more ways to save.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm trying to think what this group is. Genesis, that's right. Is this Abacap? Is that what it's called? I remember it from my rock and roll days. 6:37 minutes past the hour. High today, 53. Partly sunny skies. Good to have you along here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You want to call Wayne Allard's office again today, and you want to ask him to make an apology to Russell Feingold, which he seems reluctant to do. His Washington, D.C. office is 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941. Or you can call his Denver office here at 303-220-7414. That's 303-220-7414. And then what I did yesterday was I not only called his Washington, D.C. office, but I also emailed him, too. And there's also an online petition. And I got to ask John Turk, who's that online petition with? There's an online petition. Who's got that? Do you know? Is that Progress Now? Progress Now. Yeah, Google Progress Now, and they've got it. And it's linked to their website, demanding an apology. So you can go there and sign that, too, which I also did yesterday. And Wayne seems reluctant to apologize. Let's get back on the phones here. Here's Terry in Capitol Hill. Terry, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Marvin.
Hey, just call me Jay.
Oh, Jay.
Unless I owe you money. Do I owe you money?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, as someone who voted for Allard, I'd like to apologize to Feingold because I support everything that he said.
Well, which Allard or Feingold?
Feingold. I'd like to apologize to Feingold for what Allard said, because a true conservative wouldn't let this go on. You know, that's why I'm conservative, but I can't call myself a Republican anymore.
Well, there's a lot of small government, old school or old line conservatives who find themselves basically without a party these days. You're right about that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I get crap from my Republican friends because, you know, my choice of religion doesn't line up with theirs, and my views on smaller government is no longer what they want. And if they can control the terms of the debate and define patriotism or define what religion makes you a conservative, they've kind of won. And it's up to not just you guys on the Democrat side, but all of us who are kind of independent now to bring it back to what it needs to be.
Well, you're right. We've got to turn it around, and we've got to start talking about the things that are going on, such as, you know, this huge, huge deficit where, and I can't think, I do this a lot. I space these names off, but I can't think of the guy's name who took Greenspan's place
Bernanke.
Bernanke is in the news yesterday warning the federal government and warning the executive branch that at the rate we're going with spending, that America's that our lifestyle is in jeopardy and is and that this country is sliding towards economic jeopardy.
Yes, it is. I mean, they're running the government exactly like Enron was run. You know, they're cooking the books and they're saying whatever they need to say to get out of trouble right now and hoping it doesn't catch up with them.
I also take it that you're offended by the wedge issue campaign that the GOP runs. Are you offended by that, or I mean, does that drive you away, or what? And when you talk about religion, be more specific about that.
I'm a Muslim.
Oh yeah, well that would be tough, man, because you're right about that.
You know, I mean, I'm not a Shia, I'm not a Sunni, I'm not a radical, but I'm a Muslim, right? And all of a sudden, for a long time, it was kind of cool, but then after this last election, people started coming down on me for it. And, you know, I served in the Army. I was in Panama. You know, I served my country. I fought for my country. And then all of a sudden, because I have a different religion, people think I'm a terrorist. And they make it so black and white and cartoonish, it's not funny. And they can't make any distinctions between anything anymore. And that's not the way that I was brought up. I was brought up that you judge people by what they do, not by what they are. That was true conservatism.
What does the Quran say about, for instance, about administering to the poor and about taking care and about being a good steward and a good shepherd of the earth, which Allah had an integral part in creating? If you follow the Quran, I mean, what does the Quran say about that?
Well, we actually have something called the poor tax. Every year at Ramadan, we're supposed to give, you know, beyond what we give every month to our mosque, right, or our tariqah or whatever, we're supposed to pay 2.5%, not to a church, not to anything, but to a charity or to poor people. And we're supposed to feed them and clothe them, you know, talk with them during Ramadan. If you can't do the fast, you're supposed to go out and feed a homeless person. You know, if you can't make the fast because of medical reasons or whatever, you're supposed to go out and take care of people. We're supposed to not preach to people. We're supposed to just show a better way.
Well, it seems to me, based on that information, it seems to me you belong with us.
I'm hearing more that way.
Because there are 17,000 quotes, and I've been saying this now for like forever. Okay, you know, you want to know something? Here are two things I think that we on the left, that progressives have to change. Okay, first of all, there's a strong current of secular humanism that runs through the left, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there's also nothing wrong with people who are religious,
exactly.
and we should welcome them into the tent. We should welcome them into the party, to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party should be made up of all kinds of people, whether you're Christian, whether you're you're Muslim, whether you're Jewish. It doesn't make any difference. We should all be able to coexist together. And the basic tenets of religion, the basic tenets of Judaism, of Islam, of Christianity, speaks to a lot of these economic issues as moral issues, which to me seems to be a no-brainer that we should be endorsing these things.
Exactly. You know, there's a couple issues that really make problems with the Democratic Party for people like me. And, you know, some of them are personal, some of them are platform issues. You know, I guess I could be called pro-choice because I think it's every person's choice, but I have my definite opinions on it, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, what I've talked about that a lot on the air here. What I'd like to see is that whole issue elevated to a different position. Let's give women more options so that they don't have to choose abortion. Let's make it safe, legal, and rare.
Exactly.
And you know, all right. So there's a lot of us in the Democratic Party who feel that way. So why would that keep you out?
Because it seems to be, I mean, the major debate on the national level still seems to be promoted as, you know, abortion on demand all the time, and
no, see,
I think it's more of a PR thing.
Yeah, it's a PR thing, Terry, and you know what it is? It's a wedge issue Republican talking point that doesn't happen to be true. There are more and more and more people involved in the Democratic Party who see a woman's right to choose as a right of privacy and a medical issue between her and her family or her control over her own body.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There's also a strain of thought running through that if you give women more options, if you give them more choices, so that their backs are not against the wall, so that they don't have to make those kinds of decisions if they don't want to, there's also that going on. So, you know, I think what you need to do is you need to come under our tent. You need to make yourself a, you know, part of our party, and you need to bring your unique ideas to the table.
I'm seriously thinking about it. I do a lot of research now and reading and listening. You know, I got into this because of the Ed Schultz show, because he kind of winds up, you know, he's hunting and guns and having
fun. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the Second Amendment. There's nothing wrong with legally bearing a firearm. I support that 100%.
But, you know, it's a sad thing that it took this president to totally blow. I mean, I got in an argument with some friends when I said Reagan was the greatest president ever. And then I started doing research and find out, well, you know, things aren't quite what they appear to be.
Oh, you know what? They're not. Hey, Terry, you're welcome here anytime, man. Stick around, because you know what? You belong with us. And the more you think about it, the more you're going to see that you belong with us, man. You belong with us. And salam alaikum, my friend.
Alaikum assalam.
All right, we'll talk to you. And I got a lot of Muslim friends who, despite what Pat Robertson said about Islam being satanic, and Pat Robertson, by the way, scrubbed that from his website. I had that story yesterday. Now, if you go to his website, you can't see the video of him saying that. You know what? That's absolutely dead wrong. And there's nothing wrong with Islam. There is something wrong with radical Islamists. But you know something? There's wrong with radical a lot of things. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. The congressional discussion for Congressional District 7 coming up at the top of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now we're talking about Wayne Allard and his over-the-top statement and the fact that, you know what, he doesn't want to apologize, that he just puts out some kind of a statement. And so you can call his Washington, D.C. office if you want to demand an apology. To not only to you and the constituents, all of us here in Colorado, but also to Russell Feingold, 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941, or his local office, 303-220-7414. Or, you know what, by God, go to his website and email him.
The traffic.
Both things are starting to get busy for the drive. Sun glare going to be an issue if you're headed eastbound, so you want to have those shades before you head out. Southbound I-25 starting to see a slow go as you approach 104th all the way down to the turnpike. Then it opens up just to slow down again as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound I-270 stacking up from I-76 over to Vasquez, where we do have a tire changer. And southbound 225 looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Around town, things are busy now on Highway 93, Foothills Parkway, and the Diagonal. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline are stacking up, and the Turnpike budget up eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. On to the forecast, going to be a nice one today, sunny and warmer with highs close to 60. We're at 32 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Chevy Trailblazer for just $14.9. Selling SUVs fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or online at cheaperfords.com.
Ed Schultz.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
I know that this is the time of the day which all those brave men and women who are serving and defending this country are listening as well.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760.
All around the world.
Progressive Talk.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And pet-friendly hotels, they're becoming more and more common, except when my dogs check in. Because my dogs can never stop barking. So, you know, and you know what? Mary and I were at a pet-friendly hotel in Las Vegas, and the dogs were all well-behaved. I couldn't figure that out. But both of us shook our heads and said, no, you know, not Coco and Jackson. Because Coco and Jackson would never, never, never shut up. They would never, never, never behave. And one of the reasons why, they've got so much energy. And they look so good. I mean, we just got Coco groomed, and her fur is like silk. Is because we've been feeding them Purina One. And we've been feeding them Purina One since they've been little puppies. And you know something? Last week I told you about a new natural dog food from Purina One. It's the new Purina One Natural Blends, and it's made with wholesome, natural ingredients for your dog. It's made with real white meat chicken or lamb as first ingredients, plus oatmeal, brown rice, and sweet potatoes. Now, you may be thinking, Do dogs like sweet potatoes? But believe me, Natural Blends has a flavor that dogs love, and the health benefits, they're just numerous. They're just absolutely numerous. Now, you know what? This natural dog food from Purina One is so new that it isn't even in the stores yet. But if you call for more information, you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag just in time to pick up this new product when it arrives in the next couple of weeks. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And make a healthy difference with your dog and do it naturally. The number again, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Free 6.5-pound bag just for picking up the phone and getting more information. That's 1-888-606-BARK, 1-888-606-BARK, and maybe you can take your dog to a pet motel and or hotel. And you know what? If you can, hotels that accept pets, maybe you can tip me off as to how you're able to get this done and keep your dogs from barking. And by the way, you can pick up Purina One products and cat products at your local King Supers, the right store for all your Purina One needs.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details on licensing.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't you love the way he says that? This is Jay Marvin. Oh, my God. Stop. No. I'm going to be punished again by this guy. 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 53. Partly sunny skies here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Wayne Allard, can we play that Wayne Allard cut again? Can we get that? If you didn't hear it yesterday, and you can go to our website at am760.net and hear it. But here's Wayne Allard about Senator Feingold.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Unbelievable. And he won't apologize. He gave some watered-down statement. So if you want to call him and ask for an apology and do it again, maybe you already did it yesterday, maybe you haven't done it yet, his Washington, D.C. office is 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941. Or call his Denver office here at 303-220-7414. Let's go to Wayne in Pueblo. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Okay, hey, a couple of things. One, your previous caller, Jerry, I really feel sorry for him. He has truly been abandoned by the GOP. And a thinking man like that, who is obviously intelligent, thinks things through, he would be welcome as a Democrat. Speaking of the lifelong Democrat, I'd love to see him join us.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I hope he's still listening. Jerry, consider joining us. I tried all day yesterday to call Wayne Dullard's office and could not get through yesterday. I kept getting a busy signal. I tried calling first thing this morning, and I got an automated message saying that his voicemail box is full.
Hmm.
So.
Well, did you try his Washington, D.C. office?
That's the one I called.
How about his local office?
I'm going to call the local one today. And I was trying to get through to the Washington because, you know, it's like the your one caller yesterday had said that it seems to have more impact when you call the Washington office, but I couldn't get through yesterday. But what really floored me is not only, you know, what Dullard is doing with, the horrible things you're saying about Russ Feingold. I just picked up the Pueblo Chieftain today, and on the front page is an article saying that Allard is backing Ben Nightmare Campbell to replace Gail Norton as Interior Secretary.
Can you believe that? That is like the worst choice.
If he didn't cause enough damage as a senator, and you want to put, you know, when are these people going to learn that retread Republicans are nothing but trouble?
Well, they're not going to learn because this administration doesn't give a damn about the western lands. This administration doesn't care about the earth. This administration doesn't care about the environment. They don't care.
Exactly. It's almost as bad as, what was his name, James Watt? Remember when he said he didn't that we didn't have to worry about conserving anything because the enzymes were coming anyway?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, it's, I mean, I thought Gail Norton was a disaster as Interior Secretary. Nightmare Campbell would be even worse.
Well, you know what? They just want to lease land out to their friends. That's what they want to do. They want to give all this stuff away to their big campaign contributors, and the hell with the rest of us.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm sure that, you know, one good Republican from the past, Teddy Roosevelt, would be spinning in his grave.
You know what, Wayne?
If he knew what his party was doing now.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right. Thanks, Wayne. Be safe, man.
You take care.
Okay.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. The congressional debate coming up, roundtable discussion with your calls, coming up after 7 o'clock for Congressional District 7. I got to be careful. I'll make a mistake, and then I won't want to admit to it like Wayne Allard, and I'll say 6 by accident, which is our good friend Bill Winter. Let's go to Dale in Morrison. Dale, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was just calling to say I just started recently listening to your radio station, and I used to be a moderate Republican, but pretty much now a libertarian, and very much love the facts as you present them, the way they should be presented, and love the station.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. What chased you away from the Republican Party?
Pretty much, I had backed Reagan back in the 80s and even campaigned for him until after I got hold of the Republican platform, a copy of it, and then I was appalled at most of the things that were on there were most of the things I stood for and that they were against. And so I haven't voted Republican since.
Well, you know, well, I'll say to you what I said to Terry from the Capitol Hill area, man, you know what? You really ought to take a good look at us because those of us in the Democratic Party, because we've got some good plans, and we tell it like it is, and we don't always rise to the occasion, and we don't always do what we should do, but at least we're in there slugging and trying, and we present at least a good electable alternative to what's going on with the GOP. And even this morning in the news now, you know, as far as Iraq goes, and I'll bring it up to our guests this coming hour, but we're coming up on the third anniversary, and now they're going to send 700 more troops. And Bush just got through telling us the other day that we're making progress. Well, if that's the case, why are we sending 700 more troops there?
That's exactly right. I mean, I totally agree with you on that. And on this past election, I swung all my votes to the Democratic Party, as well as and try to influence all my friends to do so as well.
Well, you're more than welcome with us, man. Dale, thanks, and keep listening, and appreciate you being here.
All right, thank you.
All right, am I still doing that, appreciate you? I still am. Man, you know, you can take me out of a country music station, but you can never take the Lefty Frizzell and Merle Haggard and the Appreciate You business out of me. All right. They're going to get together. They're going to discuss. We're going to take your calls. 7th Congressional District. We'll get it on right after the 7 o'clock news. Hang around.
The Victory American Grill and Bar serves brunch to dinner all day long. A large, eclectic menu and atmosphere makes the Victory American Grill stand out from the crowd, one block off the 16th Street Mall. Offering a daily $6.95 Victory lunch special, as well as a great March special of a sirloin burger and a Killian's Red for $8.95. Accepting all coupons associated with their sister store, Sam's No. 3. Victory American Grill and Bar on 15th and Curtis. For more info, visit victoryamericangrill.com.
Network just recently launched your local channels in high definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programs subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and local receiver fee apply.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKCN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. Saddam Hussein, center stage. Testifying for the first time at his war crimes trial, Saddam unleashed a rambling tirade praising Iraqi insurgents, condemning the United States.
Saddam continued going on and on about the Americans till the judge couldn't stand it any longer, and he cut him off and said, you know, this is not the place for you to be airing your fight with the Americans. This is a criminal court.
CBS's Laura Logan says the warning went in one ear and out the other until the exasperated judge yanked Saddam's soapbox.
It was happening so fast, it was quite chaotic. And then all of a sudden, the judge decided to close the session to the media.
Police and witnesses say 11 civilians died when American troops in Iraq bombed a home north of Baghdad early today. Most of the dead, they say, were women and children. On the Hawaiian island of Kauai, several children are believed to be among seven people missing in the flood unleashed when a rain-swollen earthen dam gave way.
It came down like a tidal wave, and it just washed through everything.
One person is known dead. Across the Texas panhandle, blast furnace winds could make this another difficult day for fire crews. Grass fires since the weekend have scorched 840,000 acres and killed at least 11 people. With flames closing in on her house, Jennifer Orlando ran out with whatever she could carry.
If I could have just had maybe just like 2 more minutes, I could have had a box that, you know, with a lot of stuff that meant even more stuff to me, you know, but it was just impossible.
The FBI has been keeping a close eye on a Pittsburgh peace group. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
The FBI says this was a criminal investigation of one particular person, but the Thomas Merton Center, calling itself a nonviolent group for peace and justice, says documents from a Freedom of Information release show it was the target of FBI spying.
If the concern was violence, then I see no reason for the FBI to do surveillance of us.
Thomas Vining, former head of that group in Pittsburgh, civil liberties lawyers are now requesting FBI documents on 13 religious and anti-war groups to see if their members were followed or photographed. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Six British men who volunteered to test an experimental drug are fighting for their lives. One man's girlfriend is beside herself because doctors don't know what to do to save him.
This machine is pumping out his lungs. His chest is like puffed out here. He's already a big chunky guy, but he's out here and his face is out here like an elephant man. It's just completely puffed.
The drug TGN-1412 was designed to treat leukemia and arthritis. A Massachusetts-based company was running the test. Miners are back at work at West Virginia's Sago coal mine for the first time since the January explosion that killed 12 co-workers. Officials now say a lightning strike is probably what caused the blast. Veteran Alaskan musher Jeff King has won this year's Iditarod sled dog race, his fourth time in the winner's circle. S&P futures are down a half point. This is CBS News.
People save more and more money on Priceline. Save when you find your own hotel. Save even more when we find it for you. Save packaging your hotel with airfare, booking early, or even on last-minute deals. Priceline now has more ways to save on hotels than any leading travel site. Priceline. More ways to save.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. People always ask me, what keeps me going? You know what I say? I have purple power. Yeah, I try to drink a glass of Welch's Purple 100% grape juice every day because Welch's is packed with deep purple, antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it doesn't just taste good, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the natural antioxidant power of orange juice. So grab a glass of Welch's and add a little purple power to your life. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you could do for your heart.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are getting busy around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. The Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. And if you're coming out of the Thornton Northbound area, stop on I-25, jams approaching 104 down to the Turnpike. Then we bunch up again as you make your way across downtown. Now, stop on 225 slows from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And I-70 is seeing a slow go from 225 over towards I-270. And off the highways, you have an accident working at Bellevue and I-25. Checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today, sunny and warmer, with highs close to 60. We're at 37 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The madness is back. It's Tire Madness Month at Tires Plus. Now through April 1st, buy three select Firestone, Yokohama, or Continental tires and get the fourth free. Thinking tires? Think Tires Plus. Denver's new home for low, low prices today and every day.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
Heartburn sufferers, you may qualify to help evaluate an investigational medication for heartburn. There's no charge to participate, and compensation is available for your time and travel. Call 303-940-0909 today for more information. 303-940-0909.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details on licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 53, partly sunny skies, and should be a nice day today. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you, and we're going to take a look now at the Congressional District 7 here in the state of Colorado. That's Bob Beaupre's old district. And we've got the candidates that are running for that, minus one of them, who is a little late and hasn't shown up yet. But we've got Ed Perlmutter here. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I always want to call you Earl for some reason.
Well, it's easy to slip the Earl and the Pearl, but it's remember there was that basketball player, Earl the Pearl.
That's right. Maybe that. But, and I'm not a big sports fan, but at least I can admit when I'm wrong, and I wanted to call you Earl, and I don't know why that is.
Well, it's just easy to slip, but it's Ed. But so you, just don't call me late to dinner.
Yeah, you just got to hold a sign up that has your name on there that says Ed Perlmutter. And Herb Rubenstein. Hi, Herb.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good to see you again. And we're waiting on Peggy Lamb, who should be here momentarily. You know, we were talking last hour, and we're talking yesterday morning about this whole thing with Wayne Allard, and I'm sure you've heard the comments that he made towards Senator Feingold. And either one of you, your take on that?
Well, I listened to the earlier hour, and I listened to his comments, and what it tells me is that Wayne Allard and the leaders in Congress have, they're desperate, and they're going to just try to question Democrats' patriotism every chance they get, because that's all they can do. And our job, you know, I know Russ Feingold wants to censure the president, but our job, first and foremost, the best censure we can do is to win the House of Representatives. Then we're going to have power. This is about power, and censuring is a nice a gesture, but the real censure is when we win that House so that we actually have a say and we have some checks and balances back in this government.
Herb?
Well, from my perspective, I mean, this is name-calling. And I think that someone higher up than Wayne Allard in the Republican Party gave him that line and told him to say it. So I think he's just one of those foot soldiers that we see in the Republican Party every day. They have their talking points. They get their people to say something. This was his turn to stick his neck out. He said a terrible thing about Russ Feingold. Your station's made a huge effort, and you've gotten to him. You've gotten him to make, not a retraction, but he said something a lot nicer today than he said yesterday. So I think the Republicans are just going after the Democrats, and he was the point man on this one.
You know, we all make, I said the earlier hour I was going to ask this. I mean, we all make mistakes. What is it about these guys that, and I know this is a broad brush statement, but I can give you two examples. One of them is Senator Allard. The other one would be George W. Bush. What is it about it when you get into office that when you make a mistake, you just can't come forward and you just can't admit that you made a mistake? What happens to you?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been a trial attorney for a long time, and one of the things that I did many years ago was it took me 2 days to return a phone call, and I wrote, and I gave him a message, said, I apologize for taking so long to return the phone call. The other attorney said, and that attorney even had to apologize to me. And he said it in open court. So you get to see, when you apologize, the other side can really turn it around. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of politicians are taught, never apologize, just keep looking forward. And Republicans make a mistake, their playbook, and they go by the playbook. That's what makes Republicans so strong. They never apologize.
Well, I would say, you know, I was in the legislature for 8 years, voted on probably 10,000 different times, and you make mistakes, and you have to fess up to them, and you correct your course of action. I listened to John Edwards on Meet the Press or one of the shows the other day, and he was questioned about his vote on Iraq from a couple, 3 years
right.
ago. And he said, I'm going to say it right now, I was wrong. I made a mistake. I didn't have enough information at hand, and he apologized and said he was wrong. The Republicans, I think Herb's right, they just say, okay, never admit a mistake, just keep bulling forward. Well, in life, you make mistakes and you fess up to them, and eventually these guys are going to pay the price for their bullheadedness, and I hope that price is going to be in November of this year when we take back the House.
And welcome, Peggy Lamb.
Hi, good morning.
All right, you all right there? Are you settled in?
I'm great, thank you very much.
Okay. Got to ask you, because it was in the Rocky yesterday, your financial disclosure statement deadline, you missed it by 9 months. Why?
Right. Talk about fessing up to a mistake. We had a misunderstanding about how it was, when we were supposed to turn it in. So that's just what happened, and we were late and said that we did that, and now we've corrected it.
Not trying to hide anything, are you?
Absolutely not.
Herb, you're a little behind on yours, too. What's the story there?
I am behind. You know, last night my wife and I were looking at that document again. We're going to get in 10 days. We certainly have nothing to hide. We're going to turn it in accordance with the rules of the House of Representatives. And, Jay, I'm going to give you a copy of it as soon as we turn it in.
Okay. All right. Peggy, can we have a copy of yours?
Absolutely.
And certainly you can have mine. It's already.
Yeah, yours is already filed. So you're not the black sheep on this issue. You're okay.
No.
All right. Today, yesterday, the president, or the day before, and because he gives so many speeches, it slips my memory, but yesterday, the day before, I believe it was, he was on a PR offensive about Iraq. Now we find out this morning that we're going to send 700 more troops there. We're caught in a terrible debacle. They find 87 bodies the other day. People are saying that Iraq is perilously close to just open civil warfare. I want to go around the table here, and we'll start with you, Herb. Iraq, and how do we get out?
First of all, you know, I opposed this war 6 months before we went in. I opposed it the day we went in, and I oppose it now. I've called for an international conference. I've called for a ceasefire. You haven't heard that word from almost anybody but me. You know, we have an important war on terror, but that's not Iraq. So the way we get out is to call all nations together for an international conference, ask for a 45-day ceasefire. There will need to be peacekeepers in Iraq, but they don't need to be U.S. troops on the firing line. And one of the things President Bush said last week, and this is why in many ways he's so brilliant, we think he's not smart, but he is, he said we're going to continue to see, quote, images of carnage and chaos. And he really masked over it. What we're going to see is carnage and chaos in Iraq, and that's the news. So we're going in the wrong direction. I think we need to call the international community together. We need to have international peacekeepers. We need to have a complete new nonprofit organization that lets out all the contracts in the future. This is an international crisis. We need every country's help.
But haven't we alienated our allies in this response by going in here by ourselves and doing it without the help of anybody else, with the exception of the British and, of course, the coalition of the willing, which are, you know, all these tiny countries?
Not only have we alienated them, we've lost their respect, but we can gain it back. You know, there's some times George McGovern talks about when he was in Vietnam visiting, and the people were so nice to him, and they said, why are you always so nice to the American people? And the people in Vietnam said, the American people ended the war in Vietnam. We love the American people. We don't like your government. And so the people around the world still love Americans, but they hate our government.
So, all right. I don't want to cut you off there. You want to add some more?
No, I think we can regain the respect of people around the world. We're a great country. We have great people. The people have to come forward and end this war, and we can do it.
All right, Peggy, how do we get out?
Clearly, this is a region in our world that there was little reason to believe that we could march over there after thousands and thousands of years of history and force our sort of plan onto these people. There were not the items in place, the necessary requirements to bring about a democracy in that regard. I just heard yesterday and this morning that they're deeply worried now that many of the insurgents, many of the real troublemakers, some of the warlords, are actually moving into the Iraqi army and moving into the divisions of the police so that they can actually split up and begin being trained by the American soldiers and so that they can further their civil war. I mean, it is a mess. This is an untenable situation that this administration has put us in a really unwinnable war, and we need to get out of there, and the American people know that. We need to get out of there sooner rather than later. Every day that we stay there longer are more of our soldiers dying, more of our soldiers being wounded, and more of their people being deeply injured and troubled. And this is not a solution. This is a terrible travesty, and the world looks at us as a shameful thing because of this administration.
All right, get out immediately, phase withdrawal. How would you do it?
I think it needs to be very, very soon. I mean, we need to begin to redeploy the troops. I think I'm deeply worried, you know, as we all are, that this is going to break into civil war when we leave. It seems to be breaking into civil war as we're there. And I think we need to do it in the next several months, yes.
All right. Ed, we'll get your answer when we come back. We save you for last, Ed.
Okay.
But I promise in the next round I'll go the other direction.
That's
so you'll get the first word. It's 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb, and Ed Perlmutter with us. And they are running in the 7th Congressional District against Rick O'Donnell, I believe is his name, and who is the Republican. And coming up, we're going to have him for 2 hours. And then coming up a little bit later on, we're going to take your phone calls, and you can ask questions here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are getting busy for your drive. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Also in the usual jams, a turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And if you're coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25, we're jamming approaching 104th down to the turnpike. Then we bunch up again across downtown, and we're heavy in both directions through T-Rex. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. I-70 seeing a slow go from 225 over towards I-270. And I do have an accident working off the highways at Bellevue and I-25. Checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny and warmer with highs close to 60. We're at 37 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Centex Homes today in beautiful neighborhoods from Castle Rock to Fort Collins. And for a limited time, get up to $48,000 off homes ready for immediate move-in, and they'll pay the closing costs. Centex Homes, where your lifestyle is built right in.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Well, it's really true. Comcast Workplace can help almost any small business be more productive. And today I'm talking with Jason Donahue.
Hello.
Of the law firm of Donahue, Vasky & Associates.
That's us.
Now, Jason, Comcast Workplace helps your firm?
Oh, yeah. We use Comcast to do research, send files back and forth.
And make tea times, looks like.
That's privileged information there. Uh-huh. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Workplace includes McAfee security free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL skinny little hiney all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little hiney on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney,
yes.
Got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just
reading? I'd be glad to. Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 719, 19 minutes after 7. High today, 53. Partly sunny skies. AM 760. Progressive Talk. And we're focusing in on the 7th Congressional District this morning. Herb Rubenstein here, Peggy Lamb, and Ed Perlmutter. And we were talking about Iraq, which this morning we find out after Bush tells us that there's progress and tells us that, well, you know, that they pull back from the abyss and that he makes so many PR speeches on this subject. We find out now this morning that 700 more troops are headed over there. And, Ed, how do we get out?
Well, I would, first thing is I support the Murtha resolution. I think we should, I would follow a gentleman with that kind of military background in terms of how, as a representative, we process this whole thing. And that resolution says that we get out as soon as practicable. We don't get out. We redeploy as soon as practicable. And that would include three things for me. One is that we transition security to the Iraqi military and police force. Two, we build a multinational reconstruction force, similar to what Herb was talking about, an international force, international group that comes in to rebuild the country. And we redeploy our troops, some of our troops, to friendly bases in the area in the event we need to do a quick strike. All of this has got to be done within, I mean, as soon as practical, but no later than 2 years from now. It's just, it needs to get going.
It's a problem, though, I think, that there are 18 provinces in Iraq, and they will tell you with some pride that there are only 4 now that have the massive amounts of violence. However, those 4 provinces contain about half the population and the capital. It is a huge, huge problem. And the fact is that there are no parts of the police or of the Iraqi army that are able to do this without the Americans there. And I think there's just, again, a lot of pretending going on in terms of how able these insurgents or how able the Iraqi army is and the police force are to be able to do this themselves. I mean, we're just playing games. We're playing word games.
No, and in fact, there were reports that the other day when there was violence going on that the Iraqi police just basically turned their backs and let it happen. But let me get a clarification here. Ed, are you saying up to 2 years? You're not saying immediately. You're not saying right now.
I'm saying to begin redeploying right now and have our people out within 2 years, all of them, so that they're redeployed to either back to United States or to other spots in the world. I would follow Murtha and his resolution.
Okay.
That's where I would go. And I think, you know, we had a house party. I've been doing a number of house parties across the district, and there was one in Golden this past week where one side of the room was, hey, we went in there, we broke it, we have a responsibility to fix it, and we ought to stay as long as possible. The other side was, well, we went in there, we broke it, we're a bull in a china shop, we're just going to keep breaking more things, we need to get out right now. And what I suggested, following the Murtha resolution with those three components, both sides of the room were comfortable with that because they felt we'd have been in there. We've been there 3 years now. Remember George Bush, and you were right about the spin. First thing he says is mission accomplished. Then a couple of months ago he says, let's plan for victory. A few days ago he says, we're making progress, and today we're adding 700 more troops. Well, this administration, the question is, do we trust them to prosecute this war, which is what they started, based on a number of inaccuracies, whether they were intentionally false or just negligent, whether it was, you know, ties to Al-Qaeda, whether it was nuclear material or weapons of mass destruction. Whenever you have a business deal or personal relationship and they're based on mistakes or false information, it always falls apart. And that's what Peggy's right. That's exactly what we're seeing going on in Iraq today. So I would look to Representative Murtha for guidance, on this issue, and I would support his resolution.
Okay, are you guys comfortable with that? Herb and Peggy, are you comfortable with what Ed's saying, or you disagree? Or
I disagree. I've said in my writings in this campaign that I would vote as soon as I got to Congress and as soon as I could that we would remove our troops by July 1, 2007. I've actually looked at correspondence from the Catholic bishops in the 1970s, early 70s, to Richard Nixon, asking him to set a timetable to get us out of Vietnam. And I looked at Nixon's responses, and Nixon's responses sound exactly like Bush's responses today. We can't set a timetable. It's going to send the wrong signal to the enemy. I think that's wrong. I think we do set a timetable because it sends a signal to the world that we are getting out. Everybody's going to have to take over in Iraq, and I've set the timetable of all our troops out by July 1, 2007.
So you want a timetable?
Absolutely.
Okay, Peggy.
Even I understand that even yesterday, I believe, President Bush even is beginning to set a timetable in terms of when these specific actions occur, then we will be leaving. I think he knows, and certainly the Congress knows, what a dangerous thing this is for them politically. I think they are deeply, the Republicans are deeply worried that this is such a divisive issue for our country, and it clearly is. The one thing that is also deeply troubling is that this administration, since 2003, has been having their own internal intelligence reports saying that these insurgents are much more dangerous. And so it was a question of not only of them lying to us, they've been lying to themselves, which is perhaps the most dangerous of all. They take information from their own good sources and disregard it and look away, and that is really dangerous.
Ed, go ahead.
One last point, and I would urge your listeners, and I know you've talked about it before, is to read a book called Assassin's Gate. And Assassin's Gate by George Packer really goes into the background of how we got into Iraq, the use of 9/11 as part of the basis for getting into Iraq, and the number of things that have happened since we've been in Iraq. It's an excellent treatise on how we got into the war, the mistakes that we've made, how where we've made some progress, but generally it's about when we occupied the country, we did not have enough troops to fully occupy it, as some of our generals had requested at the very beginning. Shinseki wanted up to 500,000. Rumsfeld said, oh no, we can do this with many fewer troops. So we're caught in this no man's land between, you know, having 500,000 troops or having no troops, and we're sort of in this place where we have lots of people, we create some problems just by our presence, but we don't have enough to really handle the situation.
It's interesting. Ed was talking about progress, and there's certainly, we hope there is progress of some sort being made. I was talking with some people the other day, and we were suggesting, you know, the difficulty that Iraq has had coming to a constitution, finding something that could work for them. And we were suggesting that perhaps they could do what we do, have a perfectly good constitution, and then just ignore it.
Yeah. All right. Ed,
yes,
were
sir?
We lied to get into this war? They lied to us? Did George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the rest, they lie to us to get us in?
I think it borders between some recklessness and maybe intentional untruths. I don't know. I think our job is, eventually, we're going to win this House of Representatives. Our job is to be looking towards the future, making lives better for the hardworking people of the 7th Congressional District, and there will be time for investigations to see if, in fact, there was intentional lying going on. At this point, we know that the pillar or the reason saying nuclear material, that didn't prove to be true. In fact, Dick Cheney thought he'd take it out on Valerie Plame and her husband by releasing her name or, you know, Scooter
Libby. Leaking her name.
Right. The whole leaking process is a way to sort of get back at the fact that this information was not true. Whether it was intentionally not true or not, I don't know.
All right, so you don't know, Ed. Your answer would be you don't know that we've been lied to.
I don't know.
Peggy, lied to, yes or no?
Oh, I think they clearly lied to us. And worse yet, I think they lied to themselves, which is even more dangerous.
Herb, lied to, yes or no?
Yes, they lied to us before, and they're still lying. For example, when George Bush said mission was accomplished, he was lying. When Dick Cheney said 11 months ago that we were seeing the last throes of the insurgency, he was lying. Consistent all the way through. And if you look back in history, The Gulf of Tonkin resolution was based on lies. A lot of wars are based on lies.
Censure George W. Bush, yes or no, Ed?
The best censure is for us to take the House of Representatives. Then, that would be the best reprimand we could do. And really, this is about power. Russ Feingold can push a censure resolution now. It's going to fail because the Democrats are not in the majority in the Senate. I was in the legislature when Bill Owens was governor. We had two very conservative houses, the House of Representatives and the State Senate. They controlled the discussion, guns and gays and God, and forgot about all the things that meant something to the hardworking people of Colorado and certainly to the people of the 7th Congressional District. And it was our job at that point to stop, to take some power, to win the state Senate. We did that. Then we had a voice. Then we could do things. Doing resolutions similar to what Russ Feingold is, you know, making noise, and it may rally the troops, but at the end of the day, the best censure, the best reprimand is to win the House of Representatives so that we really do have a voice, and then we can do something. Then we have power.
But do you believe that George W. Bush broke the law, the FISA law?
Yes.
Shouldn't we do something about that?
Win the House of Representatives.
Because the reluctance of Democrats to sign on to the Feingold censure motion or resolution or whatever you want to call it, it troubles me. Doesn't trouble you?
The fact that Democrats aren't signing on to it?
Yes.
I think they should all stand on the front steps of the Capitol and say, we're going to make some changes. This is about changing the direction of this country. And we can only change the direction of this country when we take back some power, when we win the House of Representatives or the United States Senate, or we win the presidency. And we can yell and scream, but our voice is magnified 100-fold when we actually have a branch of government. And that's what we've got to do to change the direction of this country. The president and the FISA law is very flexible for what he needed to have done. He could have gone to a court and gotten approval, and he didn't do that. So that's where you're questioning whether he was right or wrong or violated the law. He didn't follow the law. But on the other hand, your question about a censure, you know, I would stand on the steps with Russ Feingold and talk about that. But the main thing that Democrats have to do is hunker down, go door to door, make their phone calls, convince their neighbors, convince the independent voters across the country, and pick up 15 seats across the country in new Democrats across the country so we take the House of Representatives.
All right. Peggy, Herb, we'll get your answers. Hold on. It's 7:31, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are getting busy around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. The Turnpike flows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And if you're coming out of the Thornton Northland area, south on I-25, we're jamming on your approach as you approach 104th to the Turnpike. Then we bunch up again across downtown. South on 225, we're looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, well, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow go from Sheridan on over. On to the forecast.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Here's bikers and motorcyclists to wear a helmet. It's the seatbelt for your brain. Denver Health, level one care for all. Visit DenverHealth.org.
AM760.net, more than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has three times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
7:33, 27 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, the discussion will continue. Hey, Rocky's Auto's got that matching down incentive, and it's back. In a big, big way, up to $1,500. So If you've got $1,500, they'll match it, and that's like having $3,000 down. If you've got $500, they'll match it. It's like having $1,000 down. If you've got $1,000, they'll match it, and it's like having $2,000 down. And at Rockies, you'll find over 500 vehicles on the lot, clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Largest selection in Colorado. Just about every make and model you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. I mean, I can't even list all of them. And great people to deal with, too. Like my friend the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv are out there, and Gerard Menard and Spanky. And the gang at Rockies will take care of you. Over 100 employees dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. And Mary and I have been buying cars from Rockies since the early 90s, and every single time we've bought from them, it's just really, really been a good experience. They're passionate about doing the right thing and providing the best service along the Front Range. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, which means they're headed on 25 years of business. Now, you can check out Rockies online at RockiesAutos.com, see the inventory, and pre-qualify for a car loan, see their business philosophy, and check it out in your office or in your home, wherever it is that you access the Internet. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come close to 8, they'll stay late, and they'll take care of you. Once again, the matching down incentive going on up to $1,500, so if you've got $1,500, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. Rockies Autos, you can't miss them. They got a big sign out there on Federal. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south the Boulder Turnpike, so they're convenient to get to. The selection is huge. The people are great. I mean, is there any other reason why you shouldn't shop at Rockies? They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Once again, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Spyware. Viruses. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Take control of spyware and viruses. Call PC Answers to exterminate them. 303-548-1414. That's 303-548-1414.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, we're back again. 7:36. It's 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 53. Partly sunny skies. 7th Congressional District, these folks are vying to take on, and I just had his name in my mind. Rick O'Donnell, that's right, and it slipped. We're talking to Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb, and Ed Perlmutter, who I always want to call Earl. But he said if I call him Earl again, he'll come across the table and slap me, right?
I just said don't call me late to lunch.
I won't, but I didn't agree that I'm buying. Of course, you know, if you win, you can buy for me and for everybody else.
All right.
All right. Deal. Okay, we're talking here. We were talking here about the Feingold censure and about the NSA situation. And I want to get to things about, you know, the 7th Congressional District. But I think these are things that are important to Democrats right now. And, Peggy, do you support Feingold's move?
I think the real desire on Feingold's part was to have full hearings, and I think he's deeply frustrated. On the one hand, I admire that there are some Democrats that are willing to stand up. It feels like a lot of us are just hoping that the Republicans are going to be bad enough, that that's going to be enough to say, oh, these guys are too bad, so let's elect the Democrats. I think sometimes Democrats really need to stand up and say, this is what we are for, and this is clearly an outrage. Clearly the president did break the law with the FISA laws, and if you hear this a lot, at least I hear this a lot, speaking with people around the country and in Washington, and they you know, they're deeply worried that the Democrats are just holding back and waiting and just hoping that the Republicans have given us a lot of fodder to with all their various mistakes, but it is a problem that sometimes I think Democrats do not stand up and actually stand for something. There's an old country and western song that says, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And sometimes it feels like that that's what we do. So I'm proud of Russ Feingold. I don't know that I would vote for censure. I think it is true. A more powerful weapon is to take back the House. And we certainly could do that this fall. There seems to be a massive movement across the country, real disdain and disgust for what is happening in Washington, what is happening to our country. And this is the time for people to take action and to be for things. And we know what we're for. We are for better health care in our country. It is a terrible tragedy. We are for privacy rights in this country. And this is what Democrats need to be talking about, is what we're for and what we're going to do when we get there.
Herb, I support the Feingold resolution. I would censure the president. He violated the law. I think Congress has a duty of oversight. And I think Senator Feingold has done a great thing. He has also focused this conversation in this country, and I commend him for his active leadership there. The problem, one of the problems we have is Congress has simply refused to exercise oversight. When the president breaks the law, there's really not much you can do except censure or impeachment, and here censure is really the right move.
All right. You know, George W. Bush was out talking about the senior drug plan and was touting the plan, talking about how good it is and about, how great the Medicare plan was. All right, we'll start at the other end of the table. Herb, Medicare, good plan, bad plan?
Bad plan, pretty good idea. The idea to provide prescription drug services to older people, I mean, we should have a national health insurance system that works for everyone. I was actually hired by the federal government right here in Aurora to teach federal budget officials how not to make the mistakes on health care budget that they made last time, because we knew that the administration was hiding information about the cost. Terrible implementation of a plan. You know, we had many, many people from the prescription drug industry, lobbyists spending millions of dollars writing this bill, and simply older people got left out who were on Medicare, who were switching over to Medicaid, switching over to Medicaid. To Medicare. So we have a situation now where we need to fix this problem. It was a terrible implementation, and it just shows you can't piecemeal fix our health care system. We need a complete change and a complete universal health care system.
Peggy.
I think we certainly, this is a terrible problem. A lot of times whenever you begin a new large system like this, there are kinks to be worked out, and there are more than kinks that need to be worked out in this system. I think people do feel that this is a travesty. I have, you know, the image of an older woman sitting there cutting her prescription pills in half because she can't figure out how to pay for her drugs that she needs in order to be just relatively healthy. There is something deeply wrong when this is how our country responds to this situation. We definitely need to look at this again. I think Herb's very right. The pharmaceutical lobbyists help write this bill. This is not a bill for the pharmaceuticals. This is a bill that is supposed to, this is a piece of legislation supposed to be for our people, for our country, for the people that have earned this. This is not some little gift. This is an important piece of keeping our country healthy and safe. And it is, once again, this administration really messing it up.
Ed?
The legislation is special interest legislation written in large part by the pharmaceutical companies. One of the things that could be done to improve it is to use the buying power of the federal government to reduce and discount the prescription drug costs. That would help a lot. The process itself is very confusing. I have my in-laws, diabetic and some other things. They found this process to be so confusing as to make it almost impossible for them to understand. So the process needs to be improved and streamlined. The buying power of the federal government needs to be used to keep the cost down.
All right, let's talk about health care. Because the cost of health care is skyrocketing. I mean, and it just keeps going up. And, for instance, myself, I'm 53 years old. And maybe with a little bit of luck, you know, I can quit this in 10 years. You know, I can get out at 63. But the thing I'm going to have to look at is I'm going to have to look at health care. And a lot of people have a problem with health care now. I talk to people all the time who either can't get health care or they can't afford health care. The system is broken, yet there doesn't seem to be any kind of a plan out there to fix the system. What would you do to stop the spiraling cost of health care, and what would you do to fix a system that is obviously broken? Ed?
A lot of questions there.
Yeah, there are.
The, In going around the district and having these house parties, I think there is one thing that's universal. People believe the system is broken. And from in my law firm, you know, I'm a partner and I'm an employee at the same time. So we see our rates going up as the firm. So we say, okay, everybody, you've got to pay higher premiums. Then as an employee, I'm paying higher premiums. I have a daughter with a chronic illness. So I'm running into the system all the time. Doctors who 10, 15 years ago thought the system was okay, the providers believe the system is broken now, because the insurance companies have so much power over the providers. There are a couple ways to go about it. You can go strictly to the free market system and establish charity-type hospitals for those people who don't have any resources, and you can set up insurance so that individuals get the tax deduction and get the employer out of the middle. That's sort of the Forbes approach to things. The other is to go the Medicare single-payer system approach, and we really need to have that kind of discussion in this country, going completely off to the laissez-faire. We'll give a tax deduction to every individual as opposed to a firm, so that I could buy my insurance separately, or we go to a Medicare system for everyone. I think we can start by making sure that our children are insured. So we have seniors and we have children, and that might be the first step. But Salazar and McCain, Senator Salazar and McCain, are putting together a commission, because this is such a pervasive problem across the country. The issue is so huge that they are putting together a commission to come up with the best solutions possible. I would want to participate in that with them, but I think you can. Everybody agrees it's broken. You can go the laissez-faire side, or you can go to the Medicare side. And I would really want to see, you know, which one, after a study, is the best approach.
All right. We'll get the answer from Peggy and from Herb. But right now it's a 7:45, 50 minutes away from 8 o'clock here. We're talking to Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb, and Ed Perlmutter. They're running for the Democratic nomination in the 7th Congressional District. High today, 53, partly sunny skies. And then coming up next hour, we'll take your phone calls for the entire hour for these three folks. And you can call them with your questions here on AM 760.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
Call 1-888-KEY-1234. Subject to credit approval. KEY, Equal Housing Lender.
AM 760.
Russ Feingold's up there with a censure resolution, which is just a slap on the wrist for illegal wiretapping of American citizens.
In Washington, they are treating Russ Feingold like he's got the bird flu.
Your senator and my senator, he's basically accusing Russell Feingold of treason.
Everything the Democrats say is emboldening the terrorists. Folks, do not fall for this again. This is outrageous.
Follow the story on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this one-hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
It's 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me give you a valuable number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, and that's the number to the mortgage store. You know, the average family has $12,000 in their credit card debt. And, you know, you make those payments month after month, and you never see your balance go down, and the rates are not low on these credit cards. Well, isn't it about time you got together and paid these suckers off? And you can with the Mortgage Store. How about 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate? You can't beat that. And the Mortgage Store knows what it's like. When you need the money, and you need it fast, but you just can't get your hands on it, they can help you do it. And the Mortgage Store knows who their competition is, and they beat them on rates and pricing every single day. And only the Mortgage Store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan with a four-way customer promise. You'll work with an expert. These folks are experts on this. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are certified professionals. They've had superior training, and they're motivated to help you, and they're motivated to do it fast. And the Mortgage Store guarantees a same-day decision on your application. You don't have to put your application in and then sit there and wait and wait and wait, because everybody knows that that's nerve-wracking. And the Mortgage Store guarantees a seven-day close, and the Mortgage Store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan. These are the folks to go to. You know what? You know, if you have less than perfect credit, if you've got a prior bankruptcy, if you're on a stated income program, if you're self-employed, whatever the case may be, let the Mortgage Store, let them hear what your story is, and they'll see if they can help you. And here's the great thing about the Mortgage Store. They'll give you an answer right on the phone. So you know what? You don't have to sit there. You don't have to wait. They'll take care of you. Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171, 4.99% for a 15-year fixed mortgage. You know what? I urge you to call the Mortgage Store today. They're good folks. They work hard, and they're there to help you, and they'll be with you every step of the way from the first phone call all the way to the last. And you know what? Closing can come as little as 7 days from today. So you might as well start saving money. Get started today. Call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. And clear those credit cards away. And you know, you don't have those things hanging over you. 303-423-7171.
No matter what the story is, you're always there for family and friends. That's why you deserve something big, like the Big Trip to the Big Apple Sweepstakes. It's your chance to win a trip for two to New York City, plus $1,000 in spending money waiting for you at the Western Union agent location in Times Square. For every story, Western Union. To enter and get official rules, visit BigAppleTrip.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, March 26, 2006. No purchase necessary. Open to continental U.S. residents 18 or older. Void in Rhode Island and where prohibited.
Fly crazy with chips, swim crazy, cash. Fly crazy with chips, swim crazy, cash. Fly crazy with chips, swim crazy.
One definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over, yet expecting different results. Well, in this case, it's a good thing, because inside a bag of Chips Ahoy,
grab a bag of Chips Ahoy,
you might find a Crazy with Chips game piece, which means you could win $100,000 instantly.
Grab a bag of Chips Ahoy. La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. See details on specially marked packages of Chips Ahoy. Open to U.S. residents. Ends 10-4-06. Void where prohibited.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Andy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:52. What is that, 8 minutes in front of 8 o'clock? High today, 53. Partly sunny skies. We're talking about the 7th Congressional District, and the candidates are here, and they're discussing, and we'll take your phone calls coming up next hour. Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb, and Ed Perlmutter. Ed smiles at me because he knows that subconsciously I just want to call him Earl for some reason. All right. All right, we're talking about health care. Peggy, go ahead, pick it up.
The interesting thing that's changed since the Clintons tried to make some important changes when they were when President Clinton was in office, it was a bad system then. It's gotten much, much worse. I suppose because it's gotten so much worse, there's some reason to be a little bit hopeful that when both General Motors and most of small business recognizes this as a big problem, that then is a huge impetus to try to make some real changes. We clearly have a broken system when this many working Americans do not have health care and don't know where to turn. And as you're talking about, you know, you're 53 years old and whenever it is that we would like to retire, one of the biggest worries that we're going to have is how are we going to be able to afford to do this?
Well, you know, you bring up General Motors. General Motors now, if you look at the price that's tagged onto every automobile, General Motors is basically in the healthcare providing insurance and business, not the car business.
Exactly. General Motors spends $1,500 per car for health insurance. Ford spends $1,100 per car. Toyota, in Japan, where they do have a pretty darn healthy lifestyle, they spend $200 per car. Now, there's something terribly wrong with the system that we have set up now, and we need people, again, who have the spine, who are willing to go back to Washington and to work on this to make some sincere and real changes. The voters need to hold our feet to the fire on this.
All right. Herb. I've called for a national health insurance system where by July 1, 2008, every child in this country has insurance, and by January 1, 2010, every adult has access to affordable health care through insurance. I used to work for the United States Department of Health and Human Services, and I'm glad that it was mentioned earlier that recently, I guess it was in November, Senator Salazar McCain have introduced legislation for a national commission on the future of health care. On June 8th, when I announced I called for a national commission on the future of health care, and I called for each state plus the District of Columbia to set up its own commission on the future of health care. But we don't need to study this long. We need to study it. The National Academy of Sciences, where I also used to work, has already put out a plan, and it was 2 years ago, that said we can save money, we can have a universal national health insurance system by 2010. We can do it. You know, we're also losing competitively, not just with General Motors. Toyota is going to open a plant in Canada, and they said one of the reasons they're going to do that, rather than do it in the United States, is because the health care costs are one half there. And so I think we have a situation where we need to fight back. People need to take control. And I was just at the People's Commission. It was called the Government, the Citizens Commission on Health Care at the Denver Forum. We had more people here in Denver than any other city, and I think it's about 20 cities where this citizens discussion is being held. And I think it was 92% of the people there said that they would be willing to pay more taxes if they could be guaranteed full health care coverage. So our health care system has to work for our people rather than our people working for the health care system. The costs are going up. You know, I owned a law firm. We had employees. One, unfortunately, got cancer. I've had some eye surgeries. We continued, after that person left, we continued to pay for that person's health care coverage for the full 18 months that we were allowed to do that. And for me, my wife and myself, just the two of us right now, for that same company that, you know, provided us good services, we would have had to pay $19,200 for health care coverage. Yeah. So we can't do that. And so what we've done is the only health coverage we have now is a $10,000 deductible. And so we pay a few hundred dollars a month for my wife and myself. But we can, fortunately, if we get a $10,000 hit, and I don't think we will because we're pretty healthy, we're okay there. But to have $15,000, $19,000 for two people is ridiculous.
Part of the problem also is the unfairness across the system. For instance, we all know that the big problems with people that work for Walmart, they go in there and they
right.
There's a clear problem in terms of their understanding of their need to supply health insurance for their people. My younger sister has been a school teacher all her life. She still teaches fifth grade. She pays about $900 of her net money every month to get health care. What is right about that? It's not like teachers are overpaid. That is an outrageous statement that people that work hard every day of their lives, that they can't have some basic level of health care. There are some real things that we could do. There's some stupid things that happen in the pharmaceutical industry. If we change the way that we patent drugs, right now you can have a patent on a drug, and at the end of the time when the patent's running out, you can change the color of the pill, and then all of a sudden you get the patent re-upped. These are ridiculous things that we need to be making some real changes on.
All right. We'll come back with the three who are running in the 7th Congressional District. And if you want to ask them questions, line up on the phones now at 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. We'll also have a Wayne Allard update for you that's coming up after the after the news at the top of the hour. 303-713-7600 if you want to get in and ask the three congressional candidates in the 7th Congressional District questions. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder.
And online at am760.net.
I'm Laura Logan at the Saddam Hussein trial in Baghdad, where it's been a fiery day in the courtroom. From screaming matches to a temporary media blackout, this has felt like a theater production with Saddam Hussein and the judge, Abdul Rahman, competing for the starring roles. The former dictator was testifying in his own defense, but after letting him speak for nearly 20 minutes, the judge lost his patience and warned Saddam this courtroom was a criminal case and not a forum for Saddam's arguments with the United States. When the chief prosecutor and Saddam's main lawyer weighed in, things quickly descended into chaos. Saddam Hussein and the judge were yelling at each other, with the Iraqi leader actually wagging his finger and waving his glasses around to heatedly make his objections. I'm Laura Logan at the Saddam Hussein trial in Baghdad. Now, with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
It's back to work in West Virginia. Crews have started bringing coal out of the Sago mine for the first time since the January 2nd explosion that killed 12 men. At the Sunbeam Chapel, Pastor James Fortune says the simple fact is those miners need work.
This is kind of a way of life here. It's not, I don't think the people would view it as too soon. You know, they like to get their things back to normal and put the bad things behind them.
One person is known dead in yesterday's dam collapse on the Hawaiian island of Kauai, but as many as seven others may be missing. Donna Apiza knows one couple that hasn't been accounted for.
She was 7 months pregnant, and they were supposed to be getting married Saturday, and the family is flying in here today for the wedding.
A wall of water unleashed when the earthen dam gave way, swept homes, trees, and everything else in its path out into the ocean. One man says it sounded like a 747 had gone down. Another dry, windy day is in store across the Texas Panhandle, where grass fires have burned 840,000 acres and killed at least 11 people. Overseas, human testing of a drug designed to treat cancer and arthritis has gone terribly wrong. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us what happened.
Six healthy men walked into the U.S.-run research lab. Now all six are in intensive care. Mefenwi Marshall says her boyfriend's body is so badly swollen his friends can't bear to see him.
He's already a big, chunky guy, but he's out here and his face is out here like an elephant man. It's just completely puffed.
For now, doctors can only treat the symptoms apparently caused by a drug which was designed to fight inflammatory disease and leukemia. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Capsaicin, a chemical that puts the pepper in jalapeno peppers, has been used for years to relieve aches and pains. Now, UCLA researchers may have found a new way to use it.
Capsaicin inhibits growth of prostate cancer. The cells stop proliferating and actually die.
But Dr. Philip Keffler isn't telling men to rush out and eat a lot of peppers. He says capsaicin kills some, but not all, prostate cells, about 80%. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is up 3.5 points. NASDAQ is ahead by about 5. This is CBS News.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment and triple advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we are seeing a slow go on the highways this morning and some trouble southbound 225. Left lane crash just before I-25. That's jamming things back. Approaching Parker Road. Expect the usual delay southbound I-25 from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing the usual delays from Sheridan on over. I-70 bunches up westbound from 225 over towards I-270 and around town. Busy ride for you along the diagonal on Highway 93, the Turnpike. Those eastbound from Federal to Pecos, westbounders were looking at brake lights from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. Onto the forecast, going to be a nice one today, sunny and warmer with highs close to 60. We're at 39 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Lease a 2006 Audi A6 3.2 with Quattro all-wheel drive for just $519 a month for 36 months.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915. Or click on the banner in the player now.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Denver office at 303-220-7414. Wayne Allard, who I guess has, he must have hallucinations at night that he's Joseph McCarthy, or that he must think Joseph McCarthy's a great guy. And maybe what we ought to do is to send him his own personal copy of Good Night and Good Luck, or Age of Anxiety by Haynes Johnson. All right, let's. We're going to take some phone calls here. And if you want to get on the line here and ask questions, 303-713-7600. And, of course, you know, I've got a ton more questions to ask. We haven't touched on the environment. I haven't asked you about the things that are peculiar, you know, that are for your own particular district, because many times And I learned this living in Chicago from Dan Rostenkowski, who, of course, you know, we all know what happened to Dan. But, you know, the big thing that he used to be able to brag about was, hey, I can bring the bacon home to the district, and people, you know, like that. And we'll talk a little bit about that and why you think you're electable. And also, the other thing is, I want each of you to ask each other a question. But right now, we'll go to the phones, and we'll let people ask questions. And let's go to, we'll start with Jim in Littleton, who's been hanging on. Jim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. You're doing a great job there at 760 AM and focusing on the current administration and bringing accountability to the administration. And I appreciate that. I think that we also should, as Democrats, at least I'm a Democrat, I think we should focus some accountability on our own party and its elected officials and those who would like to become elected. And so I've got a question for one of your guests, Peggy Lamb. I think that it's clear that now that you were months late, Peggy, with your financial disclosure statement. You've said that this morning. Earlier, about a month ago, you could not tell a Channel 7 reporter if you resided more nights in a residence in the district that you want to represent or a home outside the district. A respected newspaper editor reported, as you said in an interview, that you supported Republican Bill Owens for governor. You did deny that. You took advantage of countless district Democratic Party organized audiences over the past several months to speak to them, but just announced that you're going to abandon the caucus process that the Democrats have organized for next Tuesday. Why should voters... And one other thing, I noticed that at many meetings that I attended, you kept saying that you think that it was a crazy thing for you to run. You said, this is a crazy thing I'm doing, running for Congress. Why should voters trust your judgment? You've made all these, at least some people claim that you've made these mistakes. You don't.
All right, well, you know what, Jim, let her answer, and then we can get on to other stuff. All right, Peggy, and if you have a follow-up. But go ahead, Peggy, answer Jim.
All right, Jim, thank you so much. You know, the reason, if I said it was crazy, I think a lot of that's parroting what a lot of people ask me. Why would you do such a crazy thing? Running for Congress is a huge, important task. And the reason I'm running for Congress is because we need to have a real change, not just in terms of political ideology back in Washington. We need people back there that do have spine. The way I grew up was not always easy. I had to work hard every single day of my life, and nobody gave me anything. My parents both died when I was very young, and my two brothers and sister and I received Social Security survivor benefits checks. And I know that that is exactly what a great country is supposed to do, is to invest in the people of this great place. And I think that is why we should have better leadership in Washington, and I am absolutely determined to do that. There is so much responsibility, and I have lived my life very responsibly. I've been a teacher. I've worked in business in the nonprofit world. I was in our state legislature, and I will hold my record up to anybody, anytime. I'm very proud of the work that I did while I was there and the work that I've done since. I worked for the Bighorn Center for Public Policy, where we worked to pass the telemarketing no-call bill, which was no easy feat. I mean, surprisingly, you would think that would be something that would be obvious, but the big money was backed up against us, and we worked hard and were very, very effective. And I think, again, that's what we need, is a change in leadership in Washington, not just a different set of people back there, but people that really are willing to stand up and do the hard, right work.
Okay, but, Jim, if you're, Jim, if you're still there, but you didn't answer a couple of his questions, okay?
I didn't answer a lot of questions.
Well,
a lot of questions.
You've got to answer them. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, this is not, you know, it's not an inquisition, but we would appreciate if you'd answer them. All right, number one, did you support Bill Owens?
I voted for Raleigh Heath. I think Ed Perlmutter and I did exactly the same thing to support Raleigh Heath. Neither of us sent him money. We both voted for him. I assume we both did. I had spoken well of Governor Owens because I was very involved with higher education. I was speaking only about higher education at the time. We were doing many, many good things. We were keeping tuition costs low. We were making it so that students could transfer from one college to another in a better way. We set up a whole program of mentoring so that more low-income students could go to college. I'm very proud of that work. Following me on the Commission for Higher Education was Mike Feely. There are a lot of good Democrats that serve on that commission, and it really is not a partisan thing. Truthfully, most of our issues have nothing to do with partisan. citizenship. So I was speaking about that, and I think everybody well knows that that's what I was speaking about. In terms of the gentleman's question about abandoning the caucus, I don't think it's an abandonment. There are many, many good people that work in the caucus system. There are two very valid ways to get on our ballot in Colorado. Mark Udall did this. Mike Feely did this in terms of getting on the ballot by being out walking and talking with more people and getting people to sign your petition. It is the oldest piece of way to address our government, for people to sign on and say, I want you to be on the ballot. So it is a fine way to get on the ballot, and I think it's a great way to do it. And we're going to be out there walking and talking to everyday people and getting more Democrats to sign on to be registered voters.
All right, what about your residency question?
I have answered that many times. I have said from the very beginning, I've never hidden from that I have been living in two different places, because I have a son who has a very few months left in his senior year in high school, and I have been living in two different homes. I didn't know that was a big problem. I don't think doing that is a big problem. The problem was that I'd forgotten to change some of my paperwork, and so the minute that I knew that, I changed it immediately, and am very comfortable with that. And in terms of trying to fix that, that wasn't a great thing to have not changed it, but I took care of that, and I know that it's the right thing to do. I take parenting very seriously. I have a really good kid. He's an 18-year-old son. He's going to be attending University of Colorado next year, and I adore him, and I wouldn't have done anything. Running for Congress is a difficult task, and I did not want to upset his life any more than I needed to.
Okay, Jim?
That's great. I appreciate the answers. I think the real problem with the residency was the question he had asked at Channel 7 was, which residence are you residing at more? And she could not, she just didn't know.
I mean, that's kind of, I don't want to give her a pass, but that's kind of like splitting hairs. And by the way, I recently moved and have not changed my paperwork either. So I guess I'm busted, too.
Well, I'll just make the point that the law requires that if you're going to run for Congress in a district, you have to reside more in the district than you reside elsewhere.
Actually,
but I do appreciate, Jay, the way you run your program. It's very fair and equitable, and that's what we need in this country.
All right. Well, Jim, save your good thoughts until I make you mad next time.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. No, you know what? I haven't changed my paperwork either. So if there's anybody listening from the Denver Police Department, please, I beg of you, don't pull me over after 10 o'clock, because I don't have... Ed, you're looking at me. Am I okay, Ed, by saying this?
No, yeah.
You want to say something else, Ed?
No, I was just thinking.
Or do you want to call your friends at the DP? No, go ahead.
No, yeah, I'm going to send the police after you right now. No, the issue about the residency is... If you change your voter registration, you're supposed to live in that district. It's changing your voter registration. And so when Peggy made her decision to change her voter registration, the rest of the paperwork should have followed. It followed, late after and long after. And, we'll see where that all goes.
All right. All right. Do we have time to squeeze another call in? Too bad. No, we don't. I was going to say, too bad, I'm going to do it anyway. We don't? All right, I'm going to do it anyway, because Ann in Arvada's got a good question she's been hanging on. Ann, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm concerned about education, especially in light of what's happening because of No Child Left Behind and TSAP. We just saw Emanuel High School in Denver shut down last week because of falling test scores. And I would like to know where all three candidates stand on vouchers as a solution to the problems we're seeing in public education right now.
All right. Hang on a second, and they'll answer that question. Because this is what you call a cliffhanger or a lead-in or whatever. They'll answer that question. All of them will get a chance to answer the questions about vouchers. Coming up here at 8:16, 16 minutes after 8, at AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And we've got one open line if you want to ask the congressional.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcore.net.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
388-HOPE. That's 1-888-388-4673. Thanks.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
20 minutes after 8, high today 53, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb, and Ed Perlmutter, and they're running for Congress in District 7. All right, let's go back to Ann's question. Vouchers and No Child Left Behind. Herb.
I oppose the use of vouchers. I think it's an abandonment of the public school system, and I've spent some time in public schools. Both my children grew up, went to all public schools all the way through high school. And in the Denver area, I've been to the Wyatt Edison Charter School in Denver, and I've met with Reverend Leon Kelly of Open Doors, who does an incredible after-school program. So I understand that charter schools are important. The school system needs to be responsive. And I've also spent time at Vassar Elementary School in Aurora. Cindy Pollitt has just started a group called Teachers for Herb. And the point about the schools is our class sizes are too big. There were 29 students, wonderful students, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. I mean, they were great students, but these class sizes are too large. I have called for a national program where we have one adult volunteer in every classroom. And a few weeks ago when I was at Vassar Elementary School, there was an adult volunteer in that program, and I noticed that that volunteer was really incredibly good with those students. That volunteer could discipline the students, could tell them something about the lesson plan that was going on. And then I realized after about 30 minutes that that volunteer was a retired teacher. And so I would like to see businesses offer their employees for one day a week. We have 2 million classrooms in the United States. You can only assume a person's going to volunteer one day a week. That takes 10 million people. We need to fund our schools, and the way you do that is you reduce class size. We're going to have to build some more classrooms. We're going to have to fix some schools. We're going to have more teachers, more teacher's aides.
Peggy.
Or a parent that isn't interested in accountability. Of course we want to have our teachers doing a good job, and that's what every teacher wants also. I was a high school public school teacher. I grew up in a whole family of public school teachers. It is a huge, noble calling, perhaps one of the most important in our country. That being said, No Child Left Behind, one, it's never been funded properly, and two, it is sort of set up so that eventually every school will be in trouble, because even the very, very high-performing ones, eventually that next year and the next year after that, they're not going to be able to continue to be improving every year. What we really need to be measuring is, are we adding value to each of these students' lives? So the system, the way it is set up now, is very poorly conceived. I do not support vouchers, taking money out of public schools for private and religious schools. Ed had voted for that while he was in the legislature, and he said at one point during one of our forums that he was doing that because he thought it would give more money to the public schools, which I don't understand that logic of it. In any case, I don't support that. I support well-trained, well-paid teachers. Herb mentioned the idea of having smaller classrooms. We should absolutely be working toward that. You can have a great teacher, and if he or she has 30 or 35 kids in their classroom, it's very, very hard, you know, just physically, literally, to be able to do a good job. We need to mentor these teachers. If we're serious about this, we can do a much, much better job. And what they're doing now is yeoman's work, and we should applaud them all the time. It is noble work, and I admire them, but we need to do a better job in helping them.
Ed.
Yes. I oppose vouchers. I voted for a voucher type of bill, a tax credit bill, one time, and it would have given more money to public schools because the money would have come out of the surplus, the Tabor surplus, as opposed to be refunded back to the taxpayers. So it was designed to help the public schools. So Peggy's wrong on that. There were a lot of conditions attached to it, but there had to be a surplus, and money would go back to the public schools. But as a general proposition, I oppose vouchers. No Child Left Behind, if it's to remain intact, has to be funded properly. It has never been funded properly. It imposes all sorts of tests and mandates on local schools that already have CSAPs and a million other tests that end up limiting our children's ability to learn because they're always preparing for tests. I received the Friend of Education Award by the Jefferson County Education Association because I led a mill levy and a bond issue in Jefferson County. We hadn't, in Jefferson County, our school system, we have had difficulty for the last 20 years passing mill levy and bond issues. But I led the charge. I was the chair of it. We passed that thing to rebuild our schools and to pay our teachers properly and to add operating revenue to the district. And for that, I received it. I'm a product of the Jefferson County Public Schools. My kids all go to Jefferson County Public Schools. Two have graduated from Wheat Ridge, and a third one's there. Public education is the backbone of America because it builds the middle class. And we have got to maintain our public education system to be the finest in the world and keep our middle class strong. In the district that we're all running in, it's the hardworking people in the middle. It's not real rich, it's not real poor, and it's the public school system that really is so critical to everything that we do in this district.
All right. Ann, you satisfied? Okay, Ann's gone, so apparently she liked what you had to say. Here's Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. Peggy's talked quite a bit about having a spine. And from my perspective, you know, looking at what's been happening in Washington, you know, since 9/11, really the only person that we've had have a spine is our good friend from Wisconsin and Senator Feingold. And one of the sayings that my dad kind of, you know, drilled into me as a kid is that you can either, you know, live on your knees or you can die on your feet. And I feel like we've got a lot of Democrats that have gotten real comfortable living on their knees as the minority party. And I wanted to find out, you know, each of you, you know, give me an idea of what you'd be willing to do as a freshman representative, where you might end up, you know, dying on your feet. But the fight, you know, what fights are you going to fight in terms of national security? Because it's real hard for me to argue that we could handle national security when we won't even fight for ourselves.
All right, Van, thanks. Good question. All right, Ed.
Well, I think your question is about who's going to be a fighter, and what I would say is I was in the minority party in the Colorado Senate for my first 6 years. The first 4 years, there were thoughtful Republicans who were more concerned about fiscal issues than they were about social issues. But then 2 years, between 98 and 2000, Bill Owens took over the governor's mansion. We had two very conservative houses, and all we didn't deal with the real issues that are in front of people every day. And there, it became more frustrating, and finally I said, that's it. We are going to win this Senate. And I became part of a team that went to work to win the Senate. We hadn't held the Senate since John Kennedy was president. And we went to work, and against all odds, we won that Senate so that we could fight back, so that we did have a voice. And this is about power. The Republicans understand power, and we're beginning to understand power. And we need to win this House of Representatives so that we can fight back. And we will be fighting every day for the hardworking people of the 7th Congressional District and the hardworking people across America, not the wealthiest 1% of the top 1%, but the hardworking people across America. And that's what needs to be done, and that's what I intend to do. I can work with people. The Rocky Mountain News did a story that highlighted me as one of the top senators. I was voted that by my colleagues. But it said, Perlmutter listens to others' opinions. So I will do that. I work with people. But there's a point where you don't take it anymore. You stand your ground and you win. And I'm prepared to do that every day as a representative of the 7th Congressional District.
Peggy.
I grew up in a family where I had to fight pretty much every day of my life. It was not an easy way to grow up, and I actually take that as a real badge of honor. It was a great way to get to prepare myself for this kind of work. Laughingly, I say I had two mean older brothers, and they were. But it was great for this battle that we are pursuing now. I have been a fighter, and I have been an effective fighter in terms of getting things done my adult life. Both from the time when I was teaching in the classroom, which was a wonderful thing to be doing. You talk about taking kids that need help and helping them become what they can become. That is really doing something for real. In my work at the Bighorn Center, we worked to pass the telemarketing no-call bill at the legislature. All of the big money, all the big lobbyists stood up against us. We had AARP and the Bighorn Center, and we worked hard to pass that because we knew that's what the people of Colorado wanted to have, and it has made for quieter dinner hours for the people in Colorado. When I was named to be the co-chair of the Independent Investigative Commission, when we were investigating the CU athletic scandals a year and a half ago or so, that was very, very hard work, and it turned out that we were able to keep our commission together. We came out with a very strong recommendation. Many big changes have occurred at CU. We now have a new president, a new athletic director, a new chancellor, and a new football coach. And I think it is a better day at the University of Colorado because that place has had a lot of good changes. So I have been an effective fighter, and I don't even want to go there if I can't do it and stand up for what's right. That's exactly what we need to be doing.
All right, Herb, hang on. We'll get your answer coming up here. 8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600 as we continue with the candidates in the 7th Congressional District. Right now, though, we will continue with Bailey and get some, we never even started, so we'll start with Bailey, and we'll get some progressive traffic. Bailey, it's all yours.
Well, thanks, Jay. Highways are crowded right now, and sunglasses are definitely going to be an issue if you're headed eastbound, so you want to have those shades handy. Seeing a tough ride southbound 225, jammed approaching Parker Road. That's because of this crash. Now off to the left shoulder just before I-25. Eastbound I-70 also loaded up from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and I-25. Busy ride in both directions as you make your way into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, slow go for you from Sheridan on over and around town. Busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Seeing the usual delays along the Turnpike as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
On North Wadsworth Parkway or Hamden Avenue. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. That's ScandinavianDesigns.com.
Ed Schultz.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
I know that this is the time of the day which all those brave men and women who are serving and defending this country are listening as well.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760.
All around the world.
Progressive Talk.
Just don't work. Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
8:32, 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. And, you know, I've been talking to you for a while about the Icon Laser Center. And I've been telling you for a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK affordable, safe and affordable, for as little as $4.99 per eye. But you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more. But that's just not true. And what they won't tell you is that their procedures cost more and are not any better, but they do cost more because, you know what, of their overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass that savings on to you. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. Let me give you the number again, 720-524-1001, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Get it done a better way.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, need a new roof, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Call right now, 303-660-9669, 660-9669, or visit callbestinclass.com.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
834, it's 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 53, partly sunny skies. Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb, Ed Perlmutter with us. They're running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. You know, Herb, before you answer, let me interject something in here. You know, what Van is talking about here is I think there's a lot of us out here who get this sense, okay, that the Democratic Party just won't stand up and take anything back, that we're just weak. And it isn't because we don't have ideas, and it isn't because we don't have beliefs. It's because, you know what, we let the Republicans own everything. We let them own patriotism. We let them own security. We let them, I mean, there's so many issues that we let them own. And it's like, when are we going to stand up and say, you know what, we're not only patriotic, but we're more patriotic. We not only know how to run Homeland Security, but we're better at it than the Republicans are. And the Republicans demonstrate that they can't manage a catastrophe. All you got to do is look at Hurricane Katrina. And we want people who will go to Washington and who will stand up and who will say these things publicly. And we're tired of getting run over all the time. And Herb, you can start.
Thank you. I did hear Van's question a little bit differently from either Ed or Peggy, because I thought he was asking the question about where do Democrats and where do we stand on national security. You know, we had an absolute duty to take out the Taliban in Afghanistan, because they were the people who were supporting Al-Qaeda, and they were the people that really helped lead to 9/11. And we have a continuing duty to fight the Taliban. I think we have a duty to fight for Americans in a way where when our CIA and our intelligence operatives all over the world find a threat, we need to be proactive and we need to stop it. We need to do it within the rules of the law. And so when it comes to the patriotism and where Democrats are patriotic, you know, I think that Republicans have done something. They have figured out a way to scare people. And the sad thing is, in politics, when you scare people, sometimes you actually hook them or you catch them. So Democrats need to have a system where our leaders can speak with a clear voice. We cannot be wishy-washy. We were wishy-washy on this war. That's why we lost the 2004 presidential election. Had the opportunity to hear Jimmy Carter speak, and he was very clear. He said the Republicans stole the 2004 election and may have even stolen the 2004 election. We need to make sure every vote is counted. We need to stand up for our electoral process, and we need to make sure that there's a paper trail for every ballot. So I think the Democrats stand strong. We need to make sure our message is clear, that we have talking points within the party, and that when one person takes a lead, and Russ Feingold has taken a lead, we need to stand behind him. We think he's doing the right thing, and we need to have a clear, consistent message for the American people. And our campaign has done that.
Peggy?
Talking about national security also, we're deeply worried that eventually, whenever it is that we may get out of Iraq, we will have spent up to $2 trillion. You think about what $2 trillion would have purchased for this country, for our infrastructure. You think about what other pieces of the world that we maybe should be paying attention to, whether it's Iran, which truly is a deep concern that we should be worried about, or North Korea, or other places that are real hotspots that we are not able to because we are pressed so thin, because this leadership has taken us in such a bad direction. I was talking with a group of senior citizens in Aurora, and this they were very enlivened about the topic of illegal immigration, which is a very hot topic right now. And this one woman was very excited about it, and I said, do you mean that you think we should be building a wall between Mexico and the United States? And she said, oh, honey, I wish we'd just build a better wall down there in New Orleans. And thinking about those levees and the levees that we now understand are in danger also in California. And then you can imagine then the levees, not just the literal levees that we're not investing in terms of making this country literally more secure, but also the levees of our own infrastructure through the ports and that system, through the public education system and the healthcare system and the Social Security system, the facts that we are not investing to make sure that we have a safe water supply, that we could do it for $20 per load of cargo. We could scan each load of cargo to make sure that it was safe. And we have not done that because this administration has looked so badly in trying to skew our priorities. You know, you just look at the debt and the amount of money that this administration has racked up and what a mess they have brought forth because they have been so out of control. People used to say the Democrats were tax and spend liberals. These people have done a terrible job and have put our country in jeopardy when 47% of our debt is owned by China. And our country is in a much less secure place today because of this administration and these leaders.
Ed? Well, I think, it comes back to, I agree with Herb. You got to have a clear voice. You got to pick those themes that are important to the people across America and in your district, and stay with them and stick with them and stand up for them. That doesn't mean you talk about everything all the time. We need to be focused on the hardworking people who have been ignored by this particular administration. Peggy's right. They've run up the debt. They mishandled Katrina. It's been one misstep after another in Iraq. The cronyism and the corruption. But the voice, Jay, and this is what I saw the difference between being in the minority under a guy like Bill Owens, whose, you know, his political views and philosophies are so different from mine, and being in that Senate with John Andrews, listen to that kind of stuff all the time. Your voice, you can shout, you can whine, you can cry, but until you win, you don't have the power, and your voice is multiplied 100-fold. This is about winning and standing up for what we believe in, civil liberties. We believe in fiscal prudence. We believe in opportunity for the hardworking people, not just for a select class of people. That's what we believe in, and that's where we've got to head. But our voice is magnified, and our strength is multiplied when we win a house or both houses or everything. And the Republicans, you know, what we're facing and what makes us all so upset and angry is that they've had one-party control, and that one-party control has led to one-way thinking. They've abused the power that they've been given, either through negligence or, you know, intentionally. Our job is to break that lock that they have on Washington, D.C., so that there are checks and balances back in this government, and we really do have a voice that's heard and loud.
But, you know, I would say to all three of you that if you're going to be an opposition party, you got to act like an opposition party. And many times what we see going on Capitol Hill is we don't act like an opposition party. We're just silent. We're quiet. We don't say anything. And we got to stand up and act like an opposition party. All right.
I agree with you on that 100%. We have to stand up, be loud in many different ways, but we have to be focused on taking that next step and not just being an opposition party, but being a party in the majority if we really intend to bring change to this country in the direction that this country is going. Without that power, we can't bring the change that people want so badly out there. This race is about changing the direction of this nation. And this race in the 7th Congressional District, as well as across the country, so that we can stop the abuses or the mistakes or the missteps that we see in being conducted by Dick Cheney when he isn't shooting his friends. He's taking us off on different tangents. We've got to do something, and that's win races.
All right, 60 seconds here. 60 seconds, because we're getting up close to a break. I sit in the 7th Congressional District. I want to know what you're going to do for me and what you're going to bring home to the district I live in, Peggy.
You know, and I think a part of the problem that you were just talking about is the way the situation is currently in Washington, with the way the pork's handled out there and the way, you know, people earmark. The way the lobbyists really do control this. They don't just control the earmarks. And they're writing legislation. They're doing things like that. This is not the way this country. We are elected to be representatives of the people, not the lobbyists to be doing that. And that is a huge change. We must get a handle on the way this is done. And I think we need to do a whole clean sweep. We need to have a whole commission to look into this. We need probably a whole different body that starts to look at how, perhaps like the BRAC Commission that decides on base closings, something that is an independent unit that then has oversight by the Congress to say, this is how these monies shall be spent as a country. Because for all the people that just want to be, you know, there are so many. We've all heard about the bridge to nowhere. We've heard about a swimming pool in Kansas. We've heard about money that should have gone to the National Renewable Energy Lab, which is in our congressional district, that is so important that we should be investing in. The president comes out here and pretends as though he's concerned about this and puts a little bit of money back in so that he's not embarrassed just while he's there. This is what we should be making investments in, and I certainly would be doing that. We are also lucky to have the Health Sciences Center as a part of this congressional district. So many important things, but I think we need to have a group of people that are concerned Americans that are looking to see what are the important features in this country that we must be investing in.
Herb?
First of all, you know, we do need to fully fund NREL, and that's an organization, the National Renewable Energy Lab, but we also have the National Water Quality Lab here in Lakewood, and I've spent quite a bit of time there. We have the Federal Center, which has a lot of land not being used. The federal government has to give up even more of that land, and we need to have the right to use that land in Lakewood for the best and highest use. In addition, we certainly have Buckley Air Force Base, and there's a great plan for Buckley Air Force for 2020. We need to make sure that that plan is stable. In addition, transportation, we need to make sure that the investments the federal government makes in our district, in interstate highways and other highways, are the right investments, and a lot of those investments should go on the eastern side of our district around the airport. And I think that the other couple of things that we really want to look at, you have Fitzsimmons. I certainly don't want to let this program go without talking about veterans, because this administration is cutting veterans' benefits. We're going to have a $600 million veterans' hospital. We are the perfect location to have a great number of resources and services for veterans here. But we're going to have a 50-year payout on the Iraq War. Veterans are coming home with post-traumatic stress disorder. We know it. We want to have in our district a really large center for veterans to live, veterans to get the services that they need. And that's something that I think we really need to bring home here in the 7th Congressional District.
All right, Ed, we'll get your answer coming up here. Just hang on. You got to hang on. 8:45, 50 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk will continue with the congressional candidates from the 7th Congressional District, flight suit to Bob's district, as he prepares to run for governor. And we'll continue with them, and we'll get Ed's answer as to what he can bring home to the district. And then we'll follow up with a few more questions. And we got Christian Parente coming up after 9 o'clock, frequent contributor to Nation Magazine on international affairs, the author of The Freedom, Shadows, and Hallucinations in Occupied Iraq. We'll ask him about the other war, about the other country that's never talked about, which he spent some time there. We'll talk to him about Afghanistan. That's coming up after 9 o'clock. And then, of course, open phones and your phone calls.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, Boulder streets are crowded this morning. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 all seem the usual jam. So it's Arapaho, Broadway, Baseline, Belmont, and South Boulder Road. Now, the Turnpike a little busy for you as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And I-25 still running heavy southbound as you make your way into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound is running heavy from Orchard on up through Yale. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, slow go from Sheridan on over. And I-70 also bunching up eastbound between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard. Checking out the forecast, going to be a little warmer today with sunny skies and highs close to 60. We're at 41 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your old clubs and you could receive 30.
Time to clean your gutters again?
Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty at a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Answer within one day. They'll give you an answer. You know what? It isn't even within one day. They'll give you an answer while you're on the phone. That's how they operate. That's how they take care of business. They're there to help you. We've all gotten ourselves in tight situations, and if you're one of those people or your family that you've had extra expenses come up, you've gotten yourself in a tight situation, you can start saving hundreds of dollars a day simply by calling the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. One phone call can get you started saving money today. And I'll tell you something, the people at the mortgage store, they are experts. They are experts in doing this kind of work. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are certified professionals. They've had superior training and are motivated to help you, and they'll do it fast. They'll stay on the phone with you. They're there from day one through the entire process to the very last day and closing day. And you know something? That could be as little as 7 days from right now. But you know what you got to do? You got to take the first step, which is to pick up the phone and call them at 303-423-7171. Once again, there are a lot of people out there who are out there, you know, looking for your business. But I'll tell you something. You can get a free credit analysis today. You can get approval over the phone right now. There's no application fee. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs. And the interest may be tax-deductible. But you know what? You'll never know unless you get started. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store. If it were me, I'd pick up the phone. I'd call them today.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we notice some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel egg sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffees. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel egg sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-8313. That's 1-800-900-8313. 1-800-900-8313.
This is Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Al. 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 53, partly sunny skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here with Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb, and Ed Perlmutter. And they're running for the 7th Congressional District. All right, we're talking about Democrats fighting. We're talking about standing up and fighting. We're talking about Homeland Security. And, Ed, it's your turn because we didn't get your answer.
Well, we were talking about what we can do for this district.
That's right. That's
the last question. But
yeah,
I want to start with Homeland Security. I think in this district we have, in the National Renewable Energy Lab, the thing that really can make this country secure so that we don't have to rely on Middle East or unpredictable regimes for our energy. And so the National Renewable Energy Lab is something I would fight for. I was the chairman of the Renewable Energy Caucus when I was in the state legislature, because it gives us a protection of all of our energy. We have our we will be able to use it to wean ourselves from the Middle East. We can use it for local jobs. It would be good for local jobs and national jobs. And it's good for the environment. But first and foremost, it's good for national security, because it gives us another source of energy and we don't have to rely so much on unpredictable regimes. Transportation, Herb's right. There are a lot of transportation issues, whether it's fast tracks or roads up in Commerce City. I would work to make sure that we have good transportation dollars coming into this district. I think one of the things that would be best for this district is not to make the permanent tax cuts permanent, because every child born into this district bears a $27,000 debt when they're born, and it takes away from our ability to properly fund our schools, to build the roads that we need, to do the research that we want to do at the National Renewable Energy Lab or Fitzsimmons. I would get rid of the alternative minimum tax or move it, because it's catching a lot of people in the middle, which it never was intended to do. So, and finally, I would make sure that our veterans receive the benefits that they're entitled to. We start a war, and then we start cutting on veterans' benefits, and that's wrong. Those are the kinds of things that I would bring back to this district.
Okay. It's 8:55, so if I judge this correctly, we got, what, about 3 minutes? About 3 minutes. First of all, I want to say that people who live in the 7th Congressional District are blessed. You're all three of you are fabulous candidates. I have to say that. But let's start with Ed. We'll start with you in 30 or 40 seconds. Why, if I were in the 7th Congressional District, why should I vote for you?
I've lived in this district my whole life. I have the roots in this district. I was the first Democrat elected in the Wheat Ridge Golden area in 30 years. And in part because of the roots, because I know the people of this district. I've been in PTAs. I've coached softball teams. I'm part of the community. I've been a leader in the community in a whole variety of ways, whether it's related to open space or schools. Like I said, the chair of the mill levy, I was co-chair of the Kerry campaign, so I take leadership responsibility. I have experience from the legislature. I was there for 8 years. Peggy was there only for two. I probably voted several thousand times, and because I was a fighter for the people of my district and for Democrats across this state and for checks and balances, I helped us win the state Senate, and I was elected the president pro tem of the legislature.
Okay, Peggy, quickly.
We need to raise the minimum wage in this country. It is a travesty that we're doing that. We need to make real investments in renewable energy. This is how we will make our country more secure. It's also how we will help lower our home heating costs. We need real change. We need to make sure that we secure this country. We need to educate our kids. We have to provide for the common good. We need to get rid of, make sure that the really bad guys are locked up. And there's a lot of this is that we need to just stand back and let people live their own darn lives. People are very capable of doing that. We need to make sure that we keep the promise of America. When we promise workers that if they work their entire life and work hard every day, that at the end of their time of working, their pensions will be there. This isn't like some little gift that we're giving them. This is a negotiated deal. This is a contract that was signed with them. And we have a contract with people in this country for Social Security, and we must keep the promise of America.
Okay, Herb.
People on this campaign trail know that I take clear stands. I speak with a clear voice. When it comes to minimum wage, for example, minimum wage should be $7 an hour now and $7.50 an hour. January 1, it should be indexed to inflation. With regard to this war, I have taken the strongest stand against this war, and I'm the one who says we need to get out by July 1, 2007. When it comes to health care, I'm the one who has called for health care for every child by July 1, 2008, and for every adult by 2010. You know, I'm not going to go to Congress just to join the club. I'm going to go there to lead the club and change the club. I want to be a member of the House Ethics Committee, and I want to clean up Congress.
Website plug, quickly, Herb.
Our website is www.herbforcongress.com.
Peggy, website plug.
www.peggylambforcongress.com.
Ed, website plug.
Perlmutter2006.com.
All right. Thank you to all three of you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you being here. Thank you. It's been a great 2 hours. All right, coming up, Christian Parente. We'll talk about the country and the war that's never discussed, and that's Afghanistan. And we'll find out what's going on there. Stick around.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Channel the news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Never a dull moment at Saddam Hussein's war crimes trial. The defendant and the judge clashing bitterly as Saddam testified for the first time. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan was in the courtroom as the sparks flew.
Saddam continued going on and on about the Americans till the judge couldn't stand it any longer, and he cut him off and said, you know, this is not the place for you to be airing your fight with the Americans. This is a criminal court. And it just, things went from bad to worse at that point with Saddam and the judge trading remarks.
Saddam and seven others are charged in connection with reprisals for a 1982 attempt on his life. The trial has now been adjourned until April the 5th. Well, how does Washington's top general in Iraq view the upheaval rippling across the country? Live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
General John Abizay told Congress he doesn't think Iraq is on the verge of civil war, but as the U.S. sends more troops in, he's clearly worried about the growing violence.
I believe that the good people of Iraq still have the majority of the people trying to hold the country together and not pull it apart. We need to fight against those who are trying to pull it apart.
He says al-Qaeda is stirring the pot and trying to add to the trouble, but acknowledges the big problem is getting a stable government that can rule Iraq. He says he doesn't know when that will happen, but says it has to happen soon. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The whistle blew this morning at West Virginia's Sago Mine, calling workers back for the first time since a January 2nd blast that left 12 miners dead. Sunbeam Chapel Pastor James Fortune says it's critical for the miners to get back to their jobs.
It's probably the
best paying thing you have around here with if you have no education. You can go in the mines and make more than a lot of people that's got a master's degree.
The lone survivor of the explosion, Randall McCloy, visited his home for a few hours yesterday before returning to a rehab center. Another day on the stand for the Da Vinci Code author Dan Brown. As CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London, he's being cross-examined as part of a plagiarism suit.
The lawyer for Michael Bajent and Richard Lee said flatly, "You have copied from Holy Blood, Holy Grail." Brown responded, "I would disagree with that." He insisted passages quoted from both books were not similar enough to suggest one was lifted from the other. The case should end next Monday, but a verdict could take weeks.
It is the latest in a string of high-profile cases for New York's Attorney General, Elliot Spitzer has announced he is filing suit against H&R Block, charging the tax preparation giant with fraud. It is a Java lover's heaven. At Starbucks shops all over the country, a free cup, part of National Coffee Day, a promotion aimed at countering last week's rollout of McDonald's high-end brew. Starbucks expects to brew up more than 500,000 cups today. Checking on Wall Street's progress right now, the Dow is down 8 points, the NASDAQ is up a fraction, S&P 500 down 1. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Jen.
I did it again.
You lost the keys in the car?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's okay, sir. We can get these doors open. What's your PIN number?
835.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
And I have a 2004 Silver Chevy Tahoe.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the front of my business. I want to leave, and I can't find my keys.
Okay, well, I put a signal through to have the doors open. I'm sure we won't have any problems.
Thank you.
Would you prefer I call you back, or did you want to hold?
No, you can call me.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
You're the best.
Oh, great. Well, you have a good night, sir.
I'm in love with OnStar. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad we could help.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 on...
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit BeachesETC.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Progressive Talk.
Give me a break!
Faster than a Republican's Lexus. More powerful than a K Street lobbyist. Able to leap tall lies in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We thank all three of the 7th Congressional candidates, Herb Rubenstein, Peggy Lamb, and Ed Perlmutter. High today, 53 under partly sunny skies. Let's go to the phone and talk to Christian Parente. He is a frequent contributor to Nation Magazine on international affairs and the author of The Freedom, Shadows and Hallucinations in Occupied Iraq. And he's got a very disturbing and compelling article in this week's Nation Magazine. And Christian, welcome back to the program. Thank you for coming on.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You know, you went out in this article, you went out with an armed division into the villages and the valley, and you talk about Afghanistan, and this is a subject that isn't brought up much these days about what's going on in Afghanistan, and you paint a very, very bleak picture of things there.
Yeah, the situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. Rock gets the headlines, but there are just as many people living in Afghanistan. And the war there is going very badly, as is the reconstruction effort. The reconstruction effort is sort of faltering for different reasons than in Iraq, basically because there's not that much money spent on it. But the Taliban are each year increasing the area of the country in which they can operate relatively freely. The number of roads that are dangerous increases every year. And now, for the last 6 months, we've seen the introduction of suicide bombing in Afghanistan, which was unheard of pretty much until then, and suicide bombing against coalition troops. A Canadian diplomat was killed against Afghan troops, but also against just civilians. So you see the beginning hints of an Iraq-style disintegration. And I was really surprised at how badly things were going there. It was quite disturbing. Because even though I didn't support that war, because I saw Afghanistan as basically being used as a stepping stone to get to Iraq, which the Bush administration was always about. But I am not happy at all to see that the occupation failing. I mean, this is Afghanistan's last hope to really create a functioning state, and the Bush administration, it seems, is obsessed with Iraq and spending all of its time and money very poorly, I might add, in Iraq, and Afghanistan is one of the casualties.
You point that out quite clearly in your article, and you point out some things in here that, doesn't get discussed, basically, in the mainstream media. You know, it basically doesn't get discussed, period. For instance, you bring up in your article the amount of schools that get burned down.
Yeah, this year 200 schools have been closed down either because they've been burnt down or because they're just, teachers have been killed or threatened by the Taliban. So, I mean, that's just one indication of Taliban control. A lot of NGOs are pulling out of areas because they're becoming dangerous. A lot of NGOs are pulling out because there's just not that much money, because the U.S. development budget in Afghanistan this year is only $600 million, which is just, nothing in a country that big and that poor.
Yeah, hasn't this administration cut the budget, basically?
Yeah, they cut it in half from last year. So, and what they've been trying to do is get the Europeans to come in and pick up the slack, and the Europeans are doing it. They're pulling out of Iraq. I mean, yesterday we saw that the Brits are taking out even more troops, and they're putting them into Afghanistan. And I think that the idea is that the Europeans are trying to sort of build debt and have some leverage over the U.S. that otherwise has been running roughshod over European agendas around, stuff like signing the Kyoto Protocol. So they think if they can take Afghanistan off Uncle Sam's hands and help out, that this will help them on other arenas. And I think that they also, the European militaries and European diplomats, believe that they can do the job in Afghanistan better, that they have more kind of sophisticated counterinsurgency methods, that they're less corrupt and more efficient with the aid. But the thing is, I fear that it's too late, and this is the reason it's too late. The Bush administration has used Afghanistan as a prop in its domestic political theater all the way along. Every crucial decision they've made about Afghanistan has been done so that they can sell something to the American public during elections. And the worst thing they did was they allowed all of these horrible warlords into the government. And these guys are now entrenched. They're ministers. They're in parliament. They have parliamentary immunity. And the government they have created is so utterly corrupt and dysfunctional that making it work properly will be a Herculean task.
Talk about these, because you talk about it in your article. Talk about these village surveys that the Americans were doing when you were along with them.
Well, this was kind of in an area that was relatively secure, but it was sort of like a preventative measure. There was occasionally, attacks. But the idea of these village surveys, and the Europeans do them too, is to basically map out the social terrain of the area where the occupying forces have to control, to know what the needs are, who's in charge. And so the soldiers go out and they on their presence patrols, they also do these surveys to find out this information. And then all of this is you know, supposed to be synthesized together and help guide both military response and repression of resistance, if necessary, but also guide development in winning hearts and minds. And the key problem is that the development aid just isn't there. And on this one patrol that went out, these soldiers were instructed to give people blankets and gloves and little wind-up radios. And the soldiers very rightly had very mixed feelings about this, because this is not development. It's not actually like addressing anyone's needs. It's just sort of like, you know, it actually what it did was, you know, create divisions among people when soldiers come into a village and they have, you know, enough radios for basically 1 out of 10 people. So, you know, a couple people get radios and everybody else is angry about it and there's like fist fights. And it was just, you know, poorly thought out strategy.
I mean, the picture you paint is really, I mean, there's just chaos.
Yeah. I mean, this was not like, not the design of the soldiers. This isn't their instructions. Like, they're given X amount of supplies, which is not enough, and told to go give it out. And they see what it does. They see that it causes divisions, creates a kind of welfare mentality, and doesn't really address real needs. It's not the same as building wells. It's not the same as paving roads. It's not the same as creating real jobs programs and getting the economy going. It's just a momentary, handout. And yeah, what happened was just utterly humiliating for the Afghan people involved. You know, you get like, it's a really, really traditional, conservative, hierarchical culture. And you start handing out the radios, and then you get like young people seizing them from old people, just stuff that, you know, is really offensive in any culture, but particularly offensive in such a traditional culture as Afghanistan. So I did not see the utility in that kind of hearts and minds strategy whatsoever.
Now, you spent time with both the Americans and also with the Europeans. Who does a better job in Afghanistan?
Well, I mean, I think in terms of this kind of, like, peacekeeping counterinsurgency, preventative counterinsurgency, the Europeans definitely have a more developed doctrine. The American military is the best trained. It's they're the best soldiers. But in terms of, like, the political job that is at the heart of counterinsurgency, because counterinsurgency is not just about finding the bad guys and arresting and killing them. It's about controlling the social and political terrain that generates enemies. And in that regard, in terms of the political side of the thing, the Europeans did a much better job, and the Americans were, it seemed to me, not very sensitive on in terms of like trying to take the political side of the equation very seriously. But again, the problem for the Europeans was ultimately insufficient resources given the tremendous need in Afghanistan. You know, and just again to reiterate, same number of people live there as in Iraq, 24 million people more or less, and it doesn't have oil, and there's been a fraction of the money spent, and the money has been spent in very wasteful ways. The World Bank representative in Afghanistan described the kind of, you know, legitimized corruption of built-in overhead among NGOs and those kinds of organizations as the worst he had ever seen, called it sky high, the worst he had seen in a 30-year career. So only $8 billion have been spent on development over the last 4 years, and it's hard to say how much of that has actually hit the ground. I mean, plenty of it has, but not enough. And what's happening is that Afghans who did not support the Taliban were glad to see the U.S.-led coalition come in there are increasingly frustrated and increasingly dissatisfied with their government, and they see their government as the product of this foreign occupation, and so they're turning against this foreign occupation. So where it's all headed doesn't look very good.
So essentially, this whole thing where Bush was there and got off the plane and had the photo op, that's basically what that was a photo op, and outside of Kabul, things are just not, are deteriorating, going downhill.
Yeah, things are definitely deteriorating. I mean, there have been, like, roads have been paved. There's been there's like a big stretch of road that's paved, but on the other hand, attacks on that road are up. 13 people working for a private U.S. NGO contractor called Pneumonics were killed this year. It's along that road where in the article I interviewed the Taliban. It was right along that road where I interviewed them. So the Taliban used that road as well. It was a photo op, nothing more. And you know, it seemed to fit the pattern. Iraq starts melting down. Bush trots out Afghanistan, a place that nobody pays much attention to and nobody knows about, so he's free to say whatever he wants about it and say, look, this is success. Isn't this great? Here I am hanging out with Karzai. That always seems to be the role of Afghanistan, that it's a prop in Bush's political theater here in the U.S.
Boy, you know, after reading your article in The Nation, you know, it makes you wonder, is there anything real about this administration? Anything at all?
The corruption. There's definitely real corruption, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's... But, you know, the story that is put out by this administration about Afghanistan and then reading your article, I mean, it's just two completely different things. I mean, it's like you know, the administration is living in some other kind of different world.
Yeah. No, it's incredibly disturbing. And I mean, one of the people I relied on in the article was a European intelligence officer who... I was shocked at how pessimistic he was, and he provided me with some of these what we call red gaming papers, you know, papers
right.
written by and for the coalition to sort of argue the other side of the picture. And one of them was by an American, and it was incredibly pessimistic. And the basic issue was that the Bush administration simply doesn't care about Afghanistan. It's been using Afghanistan for political theater and as a stepping stone to Iraq. They also get, you know, some fringe benefits, like there's a large Air Force base right on the Iranian border that they're building up. There's speculation that it might become part of a system to sort of contain Iran. But, you know, so they get fringe benefits like that. But ultimately, they really don't care about Afghanistan. And it says a lot about their approach to the world and all of its problems. And it speaks very poorly for their ability to confront the very problems that they have unleashed. And I mean, what would be the real disaster would be that if the Taliban decide to take off the gloves and go after the UN and start killing NGO workers really seriously and drive all internationals out of the country, there the place could melt down, and there would be, you know, a very serious defeat for both the U.S. and the Europeans who have stepped in to pick up the slack. You know, one piece of this that should be mentioned is the role of Pakistan, you know, our dear ally Pakistan. The Taliban operate out of Pakistan with the support and blessing of Pakistani intelligence. And this is something that you simply cannot get American officials in Afghanistan to talk about. They turn as white as a sheet as soon as you ask them about this. Everybody knows that Pakistan is, you know, to some extent running the Taliban, because Pakistan dominates Afghanistan's market. They want a weak state there because the dominant ethnic group in Afghanistan, the Pashtuns, are a very large ethnic minority in Pakistan. So if there's a healthy, strong Pashtun-run state next door, what does that mean for Pashtun minorities in Pakistan? There's rivers that flow undammed out of Afghanistan into Pakistan. So there's a lot of reasons why Pakistan, for decades, has tried to keep Afghanistan weak. And the U.S., the Bush administration does nothing about this, and no one seems to pay any attention about this. And Pakistan has actually played this situation perfectly. Musharraf came to power in a coup. He has nuclear weapons. And through his role as the indispensable ally to the U.S. when he's in fact funding the Taliban, he's managed to recuperate his reputation, rehabilitate his reputation, have sanctions removed from his country. It's really outrageous. And if the U.S. were really committed to trying to bring peace and development to Afghanistan, one of the ways they would do that would be to transform the relationship that they have with Pakistan.
Oh. Well, it's an article that I recommend everybody read. I really do. Christian, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being on the program. I really, really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you so much. There's Christian Parenti, a frequent contributor to Nation Magazine on international affairs and the author of The Freedom of Shadows and Hallucinations in Occupied Iraq. And check out his article in The Nation Magazine. It's really worth reading. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. All right, we'll open the phones. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? I got four open lines. 303-713-7600. Let's get it on telephonically at 303-713-7600. Anything you want.
That is so big.
Never seen one that big.
Yeah, I enjoy it for hours at a time.
Man, my wife sure loves the free plasma TV that I got from PlasmaFM.com.
Get a free 42-inch plasma now at PlasmaFM.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it, and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have three times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Got to talk about them. And their matching down is back and up to $1,500. That's right. So if you got $1,500 to put down, they'll match it. And you got $3,000 to put down on your vehicle purchase. If you got $500, they'll match it. It's up to $1,000. If you got $1,000, they'll match it, and it's $2,000. And that's how Rockies works. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I just can't say enough about the people at Rockies. They're good folks. And they work hard to make sure that you're happy. That's what they're all about. They got great people working out there. And now with the matching down, you know what? They'll meet you halfway. So if you've got $1,500, they'll match it. And then you got $3,000. It's as simple as that. Or $500 or $200 or whatever it is that you've got to put down on an automobile. And Rockies is all about making you happy. And they've got a huge selection. As I said, over 500 vehicles on the lot, and just great cars. Mary and I have been buying from them since 1993, and I just can't say enough about them. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, so they're now going on almost 25 years of business. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but you know what? If you come close to 8, they'll stay late and they'll help you out. As for the Alshears out there, Tom and Marv or Spanky or Gerard Menard or any of the folks working out of Rockies will help you out. They're all out there. They're passionate and they're dedicated to taking care of you. That's what Rockies is all about. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can do that in the comfort of your home or your office, and you can see their business philosophy. Check out the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan as well. The matching down incentive going on now at Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76. You can't miss it. They got a big sign out there. And just south of Boulder Turnpike. Once again, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this 1 hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Oh, I'll bet you I can guess who this is. Primus, right? Yeah, I'm on it. J. Marvin's not as lame as he seems. 9:26, 26 minutes after 9, that's John Turk's favorite band. that and widespread panic. All right, it's open phones here, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? High today, 53, partly sunny skies. And, man, you know, after talking to Christian Parente about Afghanistan, is anything surrounding this administration, is any of it absolutely real? I don't think anything of this administration is real. And I don't know, you know, how the conservative, my conservative cohorts, I don't know how they go in every single day and defend this administration. I wouldn't want to do it. I really wouldn't want to do it. How do you go in every day and defend this? I have no idea. If you're wondering about the Wayne Allard situation, Wayne Allard has not apologized to Senator Russell Feingold. Wayne Allard issued a statement yesterday, and it's not even on his website, for God's sakes. He says, I have tremendous respect for and share Senator Feingold's determination to protect the First Amendment rights of every U.S. citizen. However, in the case of the NSA surveillance of terrorists, I think Senator Feingold is barking up the wrong tree. We should be looking for new ways to better track and apprehend terrorists, not punishing the president for fulfilling his constitutional responsibilities. We are at war and cannot. We are in a war that cannot be won by ignoring the activities of terrorists in our nation. We must be prepared to do what is necessary under the law to protect our country against the possibility of another September 11th. To me, this is exactly what the president did when he authorized the NSA surveillance program. Censoring the president for taking this action, in my mind, just smacks of political opportunism and does nothing to make our nation any safer. Oh, okay, so, in other words, the Terry Schiavo thing, Senator, wasn't a political opportunism. But you know what? Even if you disagree with Wayne Allard, even if you disagree with what Wayne Allard's saying, and I disagree with him, and I think Russell Feingold is right. But you know what? This is not an apology. And I think he owes Senator Feingold an apology. And what he was basically doing and what he was basically saying is he's basically saying that Senator Feingold was siding with the enemy, which is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely wrong. And smacks of McCarthyism. And so, once again, no apology. And I was talking about this this morning between 6 and 7 this morning. What is it about these guys that once they get elected, I mean, that they can't say they're sorry when they do something that is totally outrageous and crosses the line? And everybody ought to be angry at Senator Allard over this. Because you know what? It's one thing to disagree with somebody and to say, hey, you know what? I think what the president did was right. I don't think it's breaking the law. I think what you're doing is wrong, Senator Feingold. I mean, that's fine. Because as Americans, we can have disagreements. But to smear somebody, and because we object to what's going on with this administration and with this situation in Iraq, which today we find out they're sending 700 more troops. 700 more troops are going today. Now, why are those 700 more troops going on over there? Why are they going there? Why is that happening? And that yesterday, and let me quote the AP. Iraqi authorities discovered at least 87 corpses, men shot to death execution style. As Iraq edged closer to open civil warfare, 29 of the bodies, dressed in only underwear, were dug up out of a single grave Tuesday in the Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad. In another part of Iraq on Wednesday, a suicide bomber on a bicycle missed a police patrol and killed at least two civilians north of Baghdad. Six others were wounded in an attack downtown Bakuba, 35 miles northeast of Baghdad. Meanwhile, some of the bloodshed appeared to be in retaliation for a bomb and a mortar attack at Sadr City, a slum that killed at least 58 people and wounded to 200 2 days earlier. And here's the president running around trying to convince us, and Donald Rumsfeld saying, oh, you know, it's the media that's causing these problems. It's the media. And now we find out today 700 more troops are going. You know, maybe we should get in touch with Wayne Allard and ask him about these 700 more troops. It's like I said in the beginning when I opened this up. I mean, how in the world do you defend these? Defend this president? How do you defend this administration? All right, open phones underway here at 303-713-7600. We'll catch some traffic, do some business, and then I'll take your phone calls. And I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And I haven't told you this lately, and I should.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
The tools to succeed. Sylvan Learning feels good. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today. That's 1-800-EDUCATE. Call now.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk Saturday, March 18th at the Hilton in Fort Collins. It's your chance to listen to Bill Ritter and keynote speaker Ambassador Joseph Wilson. For more information, log on to am760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Are frightful fuel prices and evil stop-and-go traffic taking a toll on your employees? Let Telework, one of the heroic ride arrangers, rescue your company from driving dilemmas that zap employee productivity and morale. Tap into the power of telework by attending Ride Arrangers 2006 Regional Telework Conference. Learn about today's telework solutions from some of telework's mightiest experts and advocates, including U.S. Congressman Mark Udall. Plus, hear presentations and panel discussions from metro area employers using telework technology. If your company is exploring or expanding the telework option, this conference is for you. Space is limited, so register early and pay just $59 for this April 10th event. For information, visit drcog.org or call Ride Arrangers at 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Presented by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
The show Bob Beaupre never hears. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, my favorite, White Suit Bob. 9:34, 26 minutes away from 10 a.m. 760. Progressive Talk. High today, 53. Partly sunny skies. Open phones underway. One line open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's go to Stephen in Brighton. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm fabulous, man. I'm out here in crystal clear sunshine today. And long time no talk.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on the program.
I want to thank you. You know, you just thanked us. I want to thank you for doing what you do every day. Those three politicians you had on this morning were dynamic and just really uplifted me. So thank you very much for always presenting those kinds of forums, those interviews. You just amaze me with the things you guys, you and Turk, pull together there.
Appreciate it, man. You're very, very kind.
It's a great service to us. It's a great service, and it keeps us up as Democrats and keeps our morale up. There's some great minds out there. We just need to get them in place, which is why I called. I want to talk about Ritter for a second. There's a lot of talk about Ritter, and there's a real movement and a real hesitation on a lot of women's parts, the Democratic-leaning women, to support him. And what's happened in South Dakota should send us all a real strong signal. You know, they've set this thing up so that they can push this thing back to the Supreme Court from South Dakota and test that case. And if this thing happens, and if what the women, the Democratic women are concerned about happens, what will ultimately happen is the Supreme Court will push it back to the states. So my suggestion is, don't look at Ritter as a single issue candidate. It's a double-barreled issue, and these voters need to don't put him in that position. Don't put him in a position where he's going to have to make a decision about signing a bill or not that restricts abortion, because the main thing is get those Democrats in those seats in the state Congress and keep them there.
Well, the key is control of the legislature.
Right. Right. And I don't hear that talked about enough, but, you know, maybe you do and I miss it, but it's pretty rare if I do because I listen to you constantly.
No, you're right. We don't talk about it enough, and we should talk about it enough. And the key is to elect Democrats.
Don't put him in that position. You know, if it comes back to the states and you've got Democrats in those seats in the House and the Senate, then you minimize the chance of that ever getting in front of him. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what? I think you're absolutely right. I think you're 100% right, and we need to elect Democrats, and we need to get busy this November, and we need to keep control of the state House, the legislature, and we need to get control, the state House, and we definitely need to put Democrats in all the way around. I agree 100%.
Absolutely, and you know, vote for Ritter, and then vote Democrat all the way down, and the chances of you putting him in that position where he has to make that decision are minimized drastically.
I agree 100%.
Allard, what can you say? He's an idiot.
Well, you know, I think he owes Senator Feingold an apology, and I would urge people to call his Washington office or call his local office once again, and hold his feet to the fire, because this statement that he has put out is not an apology of any kind, and he smeared Senator Feingold, and he should be held responsible for smearing Senator Feingold. And if people want to hear exactly what he said, go to am760.net, and you can hear it. It's up there on our website.
Well, you know, it's just an affront to anybody who has been an anti-Bush person all along. He's just doing – he's the only one that's got the guts to do what we all want to do. And Feingold is, and the reality is, you know, it's one thing to call me unpatriotic. It's another thing to say that my guy that I believe in and is standing up for what I believe in, and that puts me in the camp of the terrorists. You know what? That just makes me want to fight all that much harder to get these idiots out of this government.
I agree 100%. Stephen, thank you, man. Great call.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
And Allard hasn't responded. You know, he hasn't apologized, and he should apologize. And he hasn't, and I guess he never will, and he'll never admit that he was wrong. And what he said was viciously, viciously a smear. And I don't know about you, but I am tired of the Republicans with their superiority complex about Homeland Security and the idea that if you bother to, raise your hand and go, wait a minute, I don't like what's going on in Iraq, and I don't like the course of this country, that suddenly you're siding with the enemy. You know, maybe Senator Wayne Allard would like to answer for us, and the Wayne Allards of the world would like to answer out there, why are 700 more troops headed to Iraq today? Why is that happening? Why is that going on? I mean, I thought the Bush administration, was telling us, well, things are going so well there, and Donald Rumsfeld blaming it on the media. Doesn't seem to be the case, does it? One line open at 303-713-7600. We go to Robert in Westminster. Robert, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Howdy, Jay.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for motivating us toward a brighter future.
Well, you know what? Thank you for being part of the program.
All right. You're welcome. This thing about Allard and Feingold, I'm in agreement with Feingold, and therefore my representative, who's supposed to be representing me, Allard, implicated me as siding with the terrorists as well when he said the same thing about Feingold. So I sent an email to Feingold, and I thanked him for representing me, and I sent an email to Allard confronting him for saying something so ridiculous.
Yeah, I sent him one, too, and I haven't gotten an answer back yet. But, you know, it'll probably take him a while to figure out how to send a very diplomatically worded answer for a stupid, boneheaded move that he made, which is the lowest of the low.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable how anybody, if you got half, I mean, what a, you know, you just say to somebody, look, you know what, I don't agree with what Senator Feingold is up to. I don't think what he's doing is right. I don't interpret the president as breaking the law. I think his premise is false. But instead, instead, Allard turns around and smears Feingold. And, you know, I mean, the guy owes us, he owes Feingold an apology. That's number one. And he owes us all an apology.
I agree. He's just in lockstep with his Republican leadership that like to do the intimidation thing and the division. He's supposed to be a big uniter. I remember what he said in the beginning. He was a big uniter. He could work with anybody. But no, in reality, he's the biggest, most divisive president we've had that I've ever known of.
Yep. You know what? I think you're absolutely right. Robert, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. If you want to call Feingold's office, by the way, in Washington, D.C., it's 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941. Or if you want to call his Denver office, it's 303-220-7414. That's 303-220-7414. The guy should apologize. There is no excuse for what he said. There is no excuse for what he has done. And this statement he puts out is not an apology. I mean, he didn't even, last time we checked, John Turk and I checked, he never even put it on his website. You know, that's a half-ass move on his part. And what he did was wrong. Even if you agree or disagree with what Senator Feingold was putting forward, you know what? It's still wrong to smear somebody. And as progressives and as progressive patriots, we should reject Senator Allard, and we should reject what he is saying, and we should reject what he has said, and we should hold him accountable for the smear tactics that he engaged in. It's 942. It's easier to get through to the D.C. office, too, by the way, at 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941. 943, 17 minutes in front of 10. Open phones continues. I got one line open at 303.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
And the Boulder Turnpike's looking pretty good in both directions, and no big delays in and around Boulder for you right now. Weather forecast, wind's going to be the problem today. It's going to be kicking up, especially this afternoon. Temperature sneaking up near 60 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy and cool. Wind will die down, low of 23. Partly cloudy and cooler tomorrow with a high of 50. Right now it's 45. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Michelin Pilot Performance Sport Tires help deliver confidence and uncompromising performance to unleash the full potential of your car. To get your Michelin Pilot Performance Sport Tires, see your Michelin dealer today.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that right now is the time to replace your windows with the Regency Bristol window. The news says to expect up to a 70% increase in energy costs. This is Dave Logan. I'm especially glad now that I have the Regency Bristol window in my home. Right now, you can win a house full of Regency Bristol windows absolutely free. Just log on to bristolwindows.com or call 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com, because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. Four-star luxury, two-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a four-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
947, 13 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, open phones underway. And Rocky's Auto's matching down is back up to $1,500. So if you've got $500 down, they'll match it. And you got $1,000 down. If you've got $1,500 down, they'll match it. And you got $3,000 down. And if you got $1,000, they'll match it. And you got $2,000 down. And it's that simple. And at Rocky's Auto's, they've got over 500 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs in Colorado. I mean, the selection is huge, and they've got everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And it's all at one convenient location, 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And there's great folks working at Rockies, too. Over 100 of them that are there to make sure that your buying experience is number one. And that's why people keep going back to Rockies, because you know what? They're smart enough to know that if you're not happy, you're going to tell people about it. You know what? And if you're not happy, that you're going to say something. But if you are happy, then you're going to tell people, and they're going to tell people, and they're going to tell people, and the word of mouth is the best advertising there is. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. But if you come towards 8, you know, they'll stay late and take care of you. They've been in business for almost 25 years now, since 1982. And you can check them out on the internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. View the selection. View the inventory. See what you like. And then get in touch with them and see if you can get the automobile. And you can look at RockiesAutos.com in the comfort of your own office, home, or wherever it is that you access the internet. Just can't say enough about these folks. Mary and I have been buying cars from them since we first came to the Front Range. And we continue to buy cars. Mary just bought one a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we're just thrilled with them. They're just really good people. And now the matching down is going on. How can you beat it? Up to $1,500. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. There's a big sign out front there. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
You're listening to Jay Marvin, a guy who thinks ice fishing is getting the last cube out of the bottom of the glass. My kind of guy. This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked right here to my buddy Jay on AM 760.
Coming up on 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. My man, Big Ed. Ed Schultz on 1 until 4 here this afternoon on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you know what? The people at ProgressNowAction.org have got an online petition to demand an apology from Wayne Allard for what he said about Senator Russell Feingold. And on the line with us is Bobby Clark, Deputy Director. And Bobby, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be on.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this online petition. If people want to sign this, where do they go?
They go to progressnowaction.org/AllardApologize.
Yeah, you know what? We got a statement from him, which he issued yesterday, but it's not an apology. I mean, the guy, and it's not even on his website, the guy refuses to own up to the smear that he perpetrated against Russell Feingold.
Well, he has. It's incomprehensible what he said. His statement was that he said he has time and time again, he's speaking of Feingold, he has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict. That is incomprehensible. It's unbelievable that he would make an accusation like that. That goes beyond questioning Senator Feingold's patriotism. That's accusing him of treason.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that he would make that statement, and it's unbelievable that he hasn't rushed out to apologize and say, to both to Senator Feingold for accusing him of something like that, and to the people of Colorado. We deserve better representation than that. That's an embarrassment, and he should apologize to Senator Feingold, and he should apologize to all of us.
He's just an unbelievable guy, and you know what? It doesn't make any... I mean, Joseph McCarthy may be dead, but this party, the GOP, and then people like Wayne Allard, can't divorce themselves from those tactics. They just can't get away from that, you know what?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, Jay, they are weak, they're incompetent, and they're morally bankrupt, and the only way that they have to defend themselves is to attack people who stand up against them. It's really remarkable. And you know, our response should be we should all come together. And that's really what Progress Now Action is about. It's a platform that Coloradans can use. We can come together. We can speak with a louder voice, and we can help take our state back. So, you know, we invite everyone to join with us. We had 2,500 people who already have signed this demand for an apology from Senator Allard, and growing by the minute. And, you know, Coloradans are stepping up and saying and demanding an apology, and they're calling his offices. And thank you, Jay. You know, we learned about this for the first time yesterday morning. Driving in to work, we heard your show. You were talking about it, and you and John Turk did a great job of bringing this out. This is an important thing that should be talked about. The press should be writing about this.
You know, and they're not.
And they're not
writing about it.
No, they're not.
You know,
which
is shameful.
It is shameful. You know what? And that's all the more reason why we as Coloradans have to take matters into our own hands. We can't depend on anyone to cover the stories that are important. We need to make sure and take the fight ourselves to the street and speak to our neighbors and our friends, and we need to spread the word, and we need to come together and speak with one voice, and that's what we're doing in this case. And it's really incredible that he's done this. And he must apologize, and we're not going to let up. He will apologize.
You know, he needs to. So people go to Progress.
ProgressNowAction.org/Allard apologize.
And once you're done with this online petition, you're going to present it to him?
We are going to present it to him. We're going to also share the names with the press, and we certainly won't give anyone's personal information out. But we want to share the list of names, the tremendous list of names of Coloradans who are standing up and demanding an apology, and we're certainly going to share it with Senator Allard's office. And you know, he could do the right thing. He could do the courageous thing to come forward right now and say, "I made a horrible mistake. I shouldn't have said it. I accused a fellow senator of treason. It's despicable, and I apologize, and I'm sorry for that." But you know, so far he hasn't done that. What he's trying to do is to take on the debate of whether or not the censure resolution has merit, and that should be debated. And that should be brought to the Senate floor, and it should be debated. And thank goodness for Senator Feingold for standing up for our liberties and not being afraid to stand in the gap as so many of our freedoms are being eroded day after day after day. He's done it in the past, and he's doing it still. He's standing up for us. And so we need to stand with him and demand an apology for our senator accusing him of treason. And that's exactly what he did. The statement is nothing short of an accusation of treason. And he needs to come forward, Senator Allard needs to come forward and apologize to Senator Feingold for that, and he needs to apologize to the people of Colorado.
Yeah, I can't believe that the mainstream media, the so-called quote-unquote liberal mainstream media is not onto this.
Well, the mainstream media gets so focused in process and you know, what's happening, who's responding to who, and who's, you know, what's happening, you know, in on matters that really aren't the important issues. And this is an important issue. This is par for the course from the right to, you know, when someone stands up against them and says, you know, this is wrong, the president clearly violated federal law. No matter what anyone wants to say now about it, you know, he did violate federal law. Republicans have said that he violated federal law. You know, and Senator Feingold's censure resolutions, what he's saying is that we can't just excuse that. If we're no longer a nation of laws, then what are we?
Exactly.
And so, you know, people should be rushing to his side to join him in this, and at least having a debate about it. And you know, and we'll concede that there could be debate. There could be legitimate debate about whether this resolution is merited. But have that debate. Don't try to shut down the debate, squelch debate, because you don't have a leg to stand on by accusing someone of committing treason.
Yeah, you know, that was my whole point when we first started talking about this, is, you know, you can disagree with Senator Feingold. That's fine. That's what this country's all about. But you don't turn around and viciously smear somebody and challenge their patriotism and accuse them of treason. You know, this Wayne Allard is, you know what? Wayne Allard is an embarrassment to Colorado.
You know, that statement certainly is an embarrassment to Colorado. I can't believe that he hasn't already taken the opportunity to apologize. You know, we even gave him a heads up that we were calling for an apology, and he had an opportunity to come forward and do the right thing, and he hasn't yet.
When you gave him a heads up, what was their response?
There was no response. And my understanding is that, you know, I've seen on some other blogs folks who've been calling into the offices asking for an apology and really not getting anything of the sort, just getting some of them have been told that a statement would be forthcoming, and apparently the statement that was forthcoming is what you've seen on our blog at progressnowaction.org/blog. You can read the statement that Senator Allard put out. You know, and it's nothing of the sort. It's not an apology at all. It's merely debating the merits of Senator Feingold's censure resolution. You know, and it ignores the fact that he even made the statement. He states that he has respect for Senator Feingold, but that's not good enough. He needs to come forward and say, "I'm sorry for accusing you of treason, and I'm sorry for embarrassing the people of Colorado."
Well, you know what? I agree with you 100%. And you know what? The two of us, I mean, your organization and us, we'll stay on this every single day until we get an apology. And you know what? I don't care if it takes 6 months. I mean, the guy owes an apology. All right. Now,
we need as many signatures as we can possibly get, Jay. So please, you know, everyone who's listening, please forward that link around, progressnowaction.org/Allard apologize. We need to get as many people as possible to sign that petition. It's an open letter to Senator Allard demanding an apology, and you know, we're going to deliver that this week. So please, let's get as many signatures as possible and keep the heat on.
All right, Bobby, thank you so much, man. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for your work.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Once again, sign that petition. Go to progressnowaction.org or call Wayne Allard's office at 202-224-59. Do both. Sign that petition and call Wayne Allard's office at 202-224-5941 or here in Denver, 303-220-7414. But the Washington office is easier at 202-224.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and